Bo Horvat and the Canucks concluded their homestand on Sunday with a disappointing loss to Chicago, where they failed to find the net for the first time this season.
We can't be too upset with our game. I thought we played really well. It's just, again, we got to find ways to get it done. There is good that we can take out of it, but again, it wasn't good enough.
Tonight, the Canucks will certainly need some goals as they begin a five-game Eastern road swing in Pittsburgh against the red-hot Penguins, who have won three games in a row, conceding only one goal along the way. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the Pittsburgh Penguins. NHL hockey is on the air, live from PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This is Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you again tonight from Pennsylvania as the Canucks begin a five-game road trip against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Hershey coming off the game the other night in Vancouver, a 1-0 loss for the Canucks at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks. They fired 40 pucks at Marc-Andre Fleury. Not one of them found its way behind him and into the back of the net. And we talked about it a bit on the pregame show, but Vancouver has to make it harder on Tristan Jarry in the Pittsburgh net tonight.
Well, they really do, and he's only been scored on three times in his last four games, which includes two shutouts, and three of those games were on the road. So he is hot. And how do you beat a hot goalie? You have to make it difficult on him. You have to get to the net. You have to get in front of the net. You have to get to loose pucks, rebounds. And obviously for him, his defensemen must be playing very well too. So you have to battle and be first on those loose pucks in front of him off of rebounds or any kind of other shots.
Canucks have lost six of their last seven now. And whenever you struggle in a Canadian market, there's going to be all sorts of chatter around the team. There have been trade rumors. There was a report that JT Miller could potentially be in trade talks. The Canucks as an organization and Travis Green today have hit back against that, saying it's not true. But when things like this are happening, when the team's not struggling, you're in a Canadian market, these sorts of conversations have to trickle through into the dressing room a little bit, don't they?
Well, of course. You know what's going on. You hear things, and you're not, you're not oblivious to the outside world. But you also have to park that stuff. You put it behind you as a player. The only thing you can control is what's inside the boards. I saw a sports psychologist once, and what he said, anything that's above the boards, and even if it's around the glass, you got to just keep that out when you're on the ice. You keep everything inside the rink when you're playing. Keep it on the ice. Ignore the noise, because that's all it is.
Miller had a maintenance day at practice yesterday, which raised some eyebrows, but he is back in the lineup for Vancouver tonight. We'll get to the injury report in just a couple of moments. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, you brought up Tristan Jarry and his strong play of late. As a result, the Penguins have won three games in a row, outscoring their opponents 11-1 in a three-game road trip north of the border. So this is a team that's getting healthy, feeling confident, and they're going to be a handful for the Canucks tonight, aren't they?
Well, no question they will be, and this is a good team that, like you said, they had a lot of problems early when they weren't playing well. However, they've rattled off three wins in a row, and they've got players back. Sidney Crosby missed a bunch of games. They've had some good players out of the lineup. They are all back in. The only guy missing is Malkin. But as for the Canucks go, doesn't matter. You have to play your game and try and find a way to win.
Let's take a look at the injury report brought to you by Safety Driven. Trucking companies have a powerful partner in safety. Safety Driven, providing free online resources to help you make your operations safer. Learn more at safetydriven.ca. For the Canucks, Brandon Sutter, Brady Keeper, and Matthew Highmore all remain out of the lineup as Luke Shen draws back in tonight after missing the last eight games with an injury. Of course, Travis Hamonic was sent down to AHL Abbotsford as he is not eligible to start on the road trip with the Canucks due to his current vaccination status, so there's no Hamonic tonight as well. The healthy scratches for the Canucks are Brad Hunt and Justin Dowling. As you mentioned, Hershey, Evgeny Malkin is the lone player injured for the Penguins right now, out with a knee problem, while Brian Boyle, Sam Lafferty, and Mark Friedman are healthy but won't play for the Penguins tonight. Let's take a look at the starting goaltenders first for Vancouver. Thatcher Demko goes back in between the pipes, looking to help the Canucks turn things around. He's 1-4 in his last five games with an .879 save percentage and a 4.13 goals against average. At the other end of the ice, it's Tristan Jarry. 3-0 in his last three with a 0.33 goals against average and a .988 save percentage. He's playing some of his best hockey of the season right now. Penguins will start the game with the defensive pairing of Brian Dumoulin and Chris Letang. Up front, the forward line as Jason Zucker on left wing with Jeff Carter at center ice and Kasperi Kapanen on the right side. The Canucks will counter with the defensive pairing of Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Tyler Myers. Tanner Pearson starts the game on left wing with Bo Horvat at center ice and Tyler Mott on the right side. And Hershey, let's talk about that. Travis Green mixing up his lines here as he continues to try and find something offensively that will help his club produce goals. So Mott moves onto the line with Pearson and Horvat. He's going to reunite the line that had that great shift in the game against Chicago in Pettersson, Podkolzin, and Garland. And then Hoglander goes with Miller and Besser. The fourth line has Dickinson, Lamico, and Chase on. Your thoughts on what Travis Green's trying to do here?
If you look at all three lines, there's a worker on all three lines. Tyler Mott's on the first one. That's to try to get Bo Horvat and Pearson dragged into the fight. You've got Garland with Pettersson and Podkolzin, and that's to try to drag them in with speed. And then you've got Hoglander on that third line. That's to try to get Brock Besser some pucks and get that line activated too. So that's exactly why now you've got one guy in each line that isn't going to get outworked by the other team. And there's a reason for that. That's to drag the other guys and hopefully get them kickstarted.
One of the guys you mentioned, Connor Garland, skating on the line tonight with Pettersson and Podkolzin. And I spoke to him about that and more earlier today.
Well, Connor, as you get set to face the Penguins tonight, just your thoughts on where the team game is at coming off the homestand and obviously a disappointing 1-0 loss.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had three good games at home and then, didn't really, get the result we wanted in the last one, which hurts, kind of killed a little of our momentum there. So it would have been nice to have that coming this trip. But like you said, it's just all about tonight. It's a really good team over there that, has been trying to win the cup for, almost 15 years now. So it's always a hard game when you play these guys and you just got to be ready for it.
How frustrating is it when the results haven't been going the way you guys want, even though you feel that maybe the team game has improved a bit, that you're still not being rewarded for it?
Well, it just means, you're not good enough yet. So we just have to keep getting better. And, myself included, we just got to, the guys in the top six got to pick up our game and start, trying to produce a little more here. And, the guys who are, playing well, just got to keep playing well. So it's just kind of worry about, myself, make sure I'm ready to go and, try to just, try to will out a win here.
Skating with Vasily and Elias in practice the last couple of days, if you guys do stick together as a line here for a stretch, what do you think you guys can accomplish and how do you complement each other's game?
Oh, I think if we stick as a line, it means, we played well and, we played with pace and played hard. And I think that's one thing, we all three of us got to do is just go in and compete and win our battles. They're two big bodies and obviously I'm on the smaller side, but, you want to go in there and compete and come up with pucks and make sure we should keep getting looks. It's hard to score, so you just want to try to get as many looks as you can. And I think when we play like we did for, our shift in at home, that's a recipe for success.
Finally, trying to improve on the power play as a group going up against the top penalty kill in the league tonight. Do you look at that as a positive challenge or how do you approach?
I think all of them are good. It's always just a little bit of a percentage point either way, especially as the year goes on. So I think they're all good. And everybody kind of has similar systems or, so it is what it is. But, they're a good PK, so you got to be ready. But, I thought we looked good this morning. So hopefully it translates and just, keep trying to get pucks in net. And, like I said, you just got to get a greasy one and then, then they start to kind of find a way to go in.
Thanks for this. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Canucks forward Connor Garland as puck drop is going to be a little bit delayed here. It'll get underway tonight in Pittsburgh at about 15 minutes past the top of the hour because there's a pregame ceremony right now congratulating Jeff Carter on 400 career NHL goals. He scored his 400th goal back on October 14th in Florida against the Panthers. Hershey, one other big talking point for this group, and it comes into focus because the Canucks were shut out by the Blackhawks in their last game, is the lack of production, not just from Elias Pettersson, who's been under the microscope, but the lack of production from their top players as a whole of late. Pettersson with 1 point in his last six. Hoglander with no points in his last three. Besser with no points in his last six. Horvat with no points in his last seven. Hughes with no points in his last three. These are all guys that they need to start producing for them with regularity, or they're not going to have success regardless of how well Thatcher Demko might play behind them.
Well, they've been, when you get behind and your team is struggling, you try to do too much yourself because you care. When in actual fact, you have to use your teammates. The other side is they haven't been great defensively. Offense comes from playing good defense. You pick up turnovers. When you're leaning and cheating to the offensive side, you would think you'd get more chances, but you actually don't. The puck ends up going your way more times than not. Play as a team, play good defense, you'll get chances at the other end.
And I'm sure that's very tempting to do, too, when you want things to go well. You want to score goals. You want your team to turn things around. But it's those individual mistakes that we've seen so often this year cost the Canucks not just goals, but games.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot of times it comes from a place of not, you're not being selfish. You're actually trying to do everything yourself. But you know what happens? Instead of making it 2-2 for your team, you make it 3-1 for the other team, because hockey's a team sport and you have to use your teammates.
As the fans are applauding and recognizing Jeff Carter, as he's been presented with a nice plaque at center ice commemorating his 400th career goal in the National Hockey League. We've got the Canucks and the Penguins coming up next from PPG Paints Arena. We'll have the opening faceoff in a moment on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where it's just about time to drop the puck. The Vancouver Canucks and the Pittsburgh Penguins in game number 20 of the regular season for Vancouver. The Canucks are 6-11-2, coming off a 1-0 loss at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks on Sunday in Vancouver. The Penguins, meanwhile, have been trending in the other direction. They've won three straight and are 8-6-4. On the year. Vancouver are wearing the road white uniforms with the blue and green trim. They'll skate from right to left in the first period. The Penguins in their home black jerseys with gold and white trim will go from left to right. The officials for tonight's game, the referees are Furman South and Brandon Blandina, the linesman Steve Barton and Michelle Cormier. As Bo Horvat lines up opposite Jeff Carter at center ice for the opening faceoff, Canucks kicking off a five-game road trip and hoping to get back in the win column as Horvat wins the draw. Back to Ekman-Larsson, then to Myers, who cleared it into the Pittsburgh end to our left down the far wall. Pearson on the near boards. Placed to the line for Ekman-Larsson with a long shot that got through on net. Just 13 seconds into the game, and Tristan Jarry makes the save and holds on for the whistle.
Speaking of Tristan Jarry, he's only allowed three goals in his last four games, and if there's anybody that's hot in the National Hockey League, it's the Pittsburgh Penguins goaltender. Two of those shutouts came on the road, and then a win in Winnipeg the other night, and he has been on fire.
Penguins win the faceoff in their own end, and the veteran Chris Letang lifts it high in the air to center. Myers settles it at his own line, passed up the right wing. Hoglander missed it, and it's icing against the Canucks, so the faceoff will come back in the Vancouver end. Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. And should mention also, Hershey, the Canucks on the last homestand raised over $1 million to help benefit flood relief in BC.
Now, that's so cool. And our hearts go out to those people that are struggling out there.
Battle for the puck near boards of the Vancouver zone to our right. It comes free to the line for Brian Dumoulin. Dumoulin. Passes left circle. It's thrown to the goal. Hard wrist shot by Chris Letang. And Demko made the save as JT Miller feeds ahead for Brock Besser into the Penguins zone. Besser, left wing. Drops for Hoglander, trying to drive the net. Was knocked off the puck by Dumoulin. And Letang takes it behind his own goal. Played it up the far side for Crosby, who missed it. It bounced right into the slot to Besser, who tries to shoot. It was blocked. And Crosby recovers to settle the puck down in his own end and lift it high in the air out to center ice.
Now we know Brock Besser loves PPG Paints Arena here in Pittsburgh. I just needed to say it once, Brendan, just to make sure I could get it out. But he has been on fire in this building. The goaltender, Matt Murray, here, if anybody.
Penguins in on the forecheck in the Vancouver zone. Brock McGinn after it behind the net. Fights it loose to the right corner. Teddy Bluger in pursuit there, but Quinn Hughes makes a nice play deep in his own end, tried to drop it near corner for Bo Horvat, who was beaten to the loose puck by Zach Aston-Reese, and the Penguins keep it in the Vancouver zone. Pettersson, that's Marcus Pettersson for Pittsburgh, held in left point, but now the Canucks get it out. Tyler Mott dumps it into the Penguins zone, and Vancouver gets a wholesale change as we near the two-minute mark of the first period. No score tonight in Pittsburgh.
That's Pettersson here in Pittsburgh at PPG Paints Arena.
Darn, see, say I that five times fast, yeah. Canucks turning up ice pod. Colson leading the rush to center. Passes right wing for Garland across the Pittsburgh line. Drops it to Pettersson. Back to the line for Luke Shen with a long wrist shot that tipped off a stick high and wide of the net. Pod Colson fights it free for Garland left corner. Back to Pod Colson and then to Garland, who protects the puck right corner for Mike Matheson. But lost it on the boards, and Kasperi Kapanen, the former Toronto Maple Leaf, skates to center and dumps it behind the Vancouver goal. Demko out of his crease, plays far side for Shen, then for Garland up the boards to Pettersson. As the Canucks start to try to transition out of their zone. But now Pettersson doubles back, takes it deep in his own end so the rest of his line mates can change. And now he'll give it to Tyler Myers so he can go off as well.
Well, Thatcher Demko in the Canucks end again, and he's played extremely well. If anybody's been the MVP of the Canucks, it's been him.
Here's a chance down the left wing for the Penguins. Dominic Simone trying to drive the net. Lost the puck in the corner. Tyler Myers knocked it free. Around to the near side for Ekman Larson, who played it to the blue line. Jason Dickinson knocked down one of the Penguins. Evan Rodriguez in a collision middle of the ice, and this is going to be a Vancouver penalty. Jari heads to the bench, and it's 6-on-5 for the Penguins as they're going to get the first power play of the game here in moments. Chris Letang at his own blue line. Left wing to center for Mike Matheson. Dumps it across the Vancouver line. Right boards for Sidney Crosby. Crosby. Pass through the middle to Simone. Back to the line for Matheson. Across to the left circle. One-time drive teed up by Rodriguez at the top of the left circle was stopped by Demko. The Canucks touch up. Dickinson goes off, and the Penguins go to the power play. 3 minutes and 25 seconds into a scoreless first period.
Well, this is going to be interesting because the Penguins have the worst power play statistically in the National Hockey League, and the Canucks have the worst penalty kill statistically in the National Hockey League. Something's got to give here, Brendan.
As Dickinson goes off for taking down Rodriguez at his own blue line. And the Penguins go to the power play, which is only 6-for-54 on the season, and they win the faceoff. Crosby, left circle, quick shot, stopped by Demko, rebound loose in the crease, clear to the end boards by Pullman. He sweeps it around the far wall, but Letang held in at the line. He dumps it back behind the net. Jeff Carter tips it right corner. Brian Rust after it, beaten to the loose puck by Tyler Mott. Now it comes in front for Crosby, and he's robbed by Demko. Sidney Crosby was all alone in the slot, as I think it was Carter that got it to him out of the corner. Now here come the Canucks, shorthanded up the ice. Mott tried a centering feed for Miller that rolled over his stick. Odd man rush opportunity, 2-on-1 for the Canucks, but they couldn't cash in.
Fascinating, because the Canucks got a 2-on-1, and Crosby had a chance all alone in the slot, and Thatcher Demko just stared him right down, and a great save.
Letang, left point in the Vancouver zone, passes right circle to Crosby, again to Letang, one-time drive, tipped off a stick, got through on Demko, made the save, there was a rebound in the slot. It was cleared to the near boards by Tanner Pearson, whose stick broke. He'll stay on the ice as the Penguins keep the Canucks hemmed in their own end. Letang, left circle for Russ with a one-timer, blocked bravely by Luke Shen. He settles the puck himself, gets it out to center, and the Canucks can get a change on the PK with the Penguins driving back in. Crosby brings it into the zone on the right side, but it's offside against Pittsburgh. 4:35 into the first. With 50 seconds remaining in the minor penalty to Jason Dickinson, there's still no score between the Canucks and the Penguins.
Well, if you look at the power play of Pittsburgh, and where it's at, I mean, there are reasons for it. They're still very dangerous. Rust missed a lot of games due to injury. Crosby missed a lot of games due to COVID. So there's some big players that have been out now for Pittsburgh, and that's probably a big reason why the power play hasn't been that great.
It's a big reason why their record may not be as good as it could have been as well. They are still two games above 500, are the Penguins. And in a playoff spot as we sit right now. But talking to some people here in Pittsburgh, they considered that a minor miracle with some of the injuries and COVID issues that they've undergone. JT Miller breaks up a pass at center. He's got a shorthanded breakaway. Miller to the goal, plays it to the net. Jari held it out. and it stays out on the goal line as Tyler Myers followed up, tried to knock it home, and somehow Jari denied both Miller and Myers, and there's still no score in the game.
No, I think it was Marino that got back and got a stick on Miller, and that's the only reason why he doesn't score.
It was a great play by Miller as he jumped forward and got his stick in a passing lane at the Pittsburgh blue line. Sprung himself on a breakaway but couldn't cash in. Dickinson steps out of the box. So the Canuck penalty kill is one for one tonight. And Vancouver will try to break out of the defensive zone as Juho Lamico lifts it out to center. Brian Dumoulin takes it down at his own line. Right side for Zach Aston-Reese, who deflects it into Vancouver territory. Ekman Larson behind the net for Shen. Gets it up the far wall. The puck is settled by Podkolzin. Then near side for Hoglander. Back to Podkolzin, who's hammered by Aston-Reese. Podkolzin was looking for the puck in his skates, had his head down, and Aston-Reese labeled him. As Letang throws a puck to the net, rebound in the near circle. He's sent right to the goal by Zach Aston-Reese, and Demko reacted quickly to make the save and hold on for the whistle just before the six-minute mark of the first period. The Penguins are out shooting the Canucks 6-2, but there are still no goals in the game as of yet.
That's Podkolzin's going to have to learn to keep an eye up. Everyone says keep your head up, but it's more than that. You know, you're reaching for a puck, it's hard to, but you have to know who's coming before you get to the puck. So you have to take a look and know that some, and that's three or four times he's been hit like that this year, Brendan, and it makes me worried for him.
Penguins win the faceoff of the Vancouver zone. Puck goes to the far corner. Brian Rust knocks it away from Tyler Myers, near side for Sidney Crosby. Back to the line where Mike Matheson tried to hold in but gave it away, and Myers skates to center, gains the red line, and dumps it in. Matheson back to it, far corner, pressured by Hoglander on the forecheck, turned it over to Brock Besser, who tried to sweep it behind the net for Hoglander. Matheson knocked it down, and now Crosby skates to center on left wing. Sidney Crosby across the Vancouver line, passes into the slot for Matheson with a spinorama backhand attempt, sent it wide of the goal, then a rebound came out in front after Crosby played it to the top of the crease, and Gensel missed the net. Jake Gensel after it in the left corner. Plays the puck behind the goal for Brian Rust. Now to the near point. Long shot tipped off a stick and wide of the net as Gensel was looking to deflect it in front. But it just missed on Demko's stick side. The Canucks on their heels in the defensive zone right now need to get the puck out. And they're going to be able to do so with the Penguins going for a change and Quinn Hughes settling it down deep in his own end.
You know, Gensel's got a five-game goal scoring streak right now too, so he's a guy you really have to key in on.
7 points in his last six for Jake Gensel as a puck is dumped in on Thatcher Demko. And he'll hold for the whistle. 7-11 into the first. No score. The Canucks and the Penguins on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 7-11 into the first period tonight in Pittsburgh. No score between the Canucks and the Penguins.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Penguins win a faceoff of the Vancouver zone. One-time chance from the slot by Kasperi Kapanen. Missed the net as that was a set play off the draw for the Penguins. Zucker got it on the right wing half wall, played it to Kapanen, who was alone in the slot. But he missed the net, and now Demko makes a save on a long shot and holds for the whistle.
Pittsburgh, that's what they've been known for. They have a lot of set plays off the draw, and this goes back years and years and years. And that has to do with Sidney Crosby, a lot of it, I would have to think, in Malkin. And they've had good coaching. And Sullivan, actually, I believe he passed Dan Bylsma. He got his 253rd win. And that gives him most all-time in Penguins history. And you think with all those other teams that... it would be someone else.
Here come the Canucks across the Penguin blue line. Tanner Pearson, bottom of the left circle, got the puck from Mott, but was in too tight to get a clean chance away, and Jari stopped it. Horvat, left boards, drops it to Mott. He'll clear to the near corner, but Brian Dumoulin plays it up the wall on the backhand, out to center. Here's a two-on-one for the Penguins. Gensel down the right wing with Crosby going to the goal. Gensel waits and shoots. He tried to beat Demko short side, but the Vancouver goaltender was there to make the save. Now Brian Rust recovers it right boards to the line for Dumoulin. Long shot tipped off a stick and wide of the net. And now Tanner Pearson chops it out to center for Vancouver.
Now Gensel almost got one. Tucker Pullman has to watch when his partner pinches. He can't be pinching as well. He has to back off. That created a two-on-one for Pittsburgh.
Kyle Burrows back to the puck behind his own net. Lost it in a battle, and it's sent back to the line for Chad Ruedel with a long shot that went wide of the goal. Connor Garland settles it down far side, drops it to Elias Pettersson. He's chased deep in the zone by Danton Heinen. And now it's cleared to center, but knocked down by Evan Rodriguez. Back into the high slot, left wing for Heinen with a high wrist shot. And that was fought off by Demko. Rather, that was Dominic Simone with the chance for the Penguins. As Pittsburgh has created some pretty good opportunities here nearing the 9-minute mark of the first period. They're out shooting the Canucks 11-3, but neither side has found the back of the net.
No, but the Canucks have had a couple of really good scoring chances, as has Pittsburgh. But the shot clock, they're just firing everything on net.
Penguins forechecking behind the Vancouver goal. Teddy Bluger gets it loose. Right point for John Marino with a long shot that was blocked by Jason Dickinson off the skate. And rolls back to Marcus Pettersson in the Pittsburgh zone. Pettersson for Marino, then to center for Bluger. He tried to pass out of the reach of Zach Aston-Reese, and it's icing against the Penguins. So the Canucks will have an offensive zone faceoff to try and create. And out over the boards comes JT Miller with Brock Besser and Nils Höglander.
Now there's an opportunity for Canucks to get some offensive zone time, win this draw. And that's exactly what you can do. You can keep possession and maybe tire out the Penguins.
Miller wins the faceoff. Höglander gets it free. Right point for Pullman, who tried a shot looking for a tip in the slot. It was blocked, and then Hughes got it left point. He dumps it around to the right wing half wall for JT Miller. Into the far corner for Nils Höglander. Höglander darting on the boards. Back to the line for Pullman. Now to Hughes, left point. Again to Tucker Pullman, right side. Long shot got through on Jari with some traffic in front. But the Penguins goaltender made the save. Hughes holds in left wall, gets it behind the Pittsburgh net. Marcus Pettersson back to it for the Penguins, plays it high off the glass and out to center ice where Teddy Bluger settles it in front of his own bench. Goes back deep for Chris Letang, and the Penguins get a complete change.
I can see why Jari's playing so well. He's got a system going. He just looks really smooth, patient, confident. The Canucks will have their work cut out for them.
Penguins forechecking in the Vancouver zone. As the puck is rimmed to the left point, but Brian Dumoulin plays it into the far corner for Jason Zucker. Zucker behind the Canuck net, ran into the referee as he wanted to bring it around to the near corner, lost it, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson lifts it off the glass and out to center. Chris Letang back to it, deep in his own zone, across to Dumoulin far boards. Then ahead for Kasperi Kapanen, right wing to center for Letang, chance for a three-on-one for the Penguins. Letang left wing for Jeff Carter with a shot, stopped by Demko, big rebound into the slot. Letang and Zucker both missed it, and it rolls into the corner as the Canucks regain possession. Trying to turn off ice on an odd man opportunity of their own. Pod Colson into the Pittsburgh zone, winding into the slot, was stood up by Chad Ruedel. Couldn't get a shot away. And now Ruedel from the near corner is hit by Tyler Mott as he clears to the point, but Quinn Hughes holds in. His shot bounces off Mott and goes over the glass and out of play. 8:51 remaining in the first. Still no score. The Canucks and the Penguins tonight in Pittsburgh. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. When a Canucks player scores a hat trick, make sure to tune in to the post-game show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack. Triple O's burgers are 100% fresh Canadian beef, which will definitely cause cravings. 8:51 left in the first period tonight in Pittsburgh. No score, the Canucks and the Penguins. But Pittsburgh's out shooting Vancouver 13-4. Now we get a faceoff in the Penguins zone to our left near circle that Sidney Crosby wins to the near boards. Tanner Pearson battles it away from Brian Dumoulin behind the net, only as far as Chris Letang, who cleared around the far wall, and then Tucker Pullman held in top of the circle. Pullman gets it to the left corner for Motti, rims it back around, trying to get it to Pullman right point, but Crosby anticipated the play, broke it up, and sends it ahead for Gensel. Right wing into the Vancouver zone, trying to pass on the left wing for Rust, who was driving the goal, and it was just out of his reach. Another odd-manned opportunity for the Penguins, but now we've got a Vancouver penalty. Or maybe it's a Pittsburgh penalty. It was the Canucks that touched the puck and drew the whistle. And it's Bo Horvat who's being escorted to the sin bin. I didn't see this one, Hershey.
53, 2 minutes slashing.
But he's going for slashing, and the Penguins will have their second power play of the first period.
I watched the replay, and I barely saw it. And Bo Horvat is beside himself, and I can't blame him. That was an interesting call, but again, I have to defer to the officials. And what does happen, though, looking closely at the replay, gets a stick in his hands. Automatic 2 minutes.
Penguins have it in the Vancouver zone. They're already 0 for 1 on the power play tonight. Sidney Crosby gets it. Top of the right circle. Passes rink wide left side for Jeff Carter. He goes top of the point again to Crosby right wing. Settling the puck down to the hash marks. Tied up by Mott. Plays it loose to Rust, then to the line for Letang. Across to the left circle for Gensel. He sent it to the net. It was deflected wide of the goal, and Crosby takes it in the office below the goal line. Tried to center, but turned it over to Tyler Mott, and he lifts it high in the air and out to center on the backhand.
Big difference having Tyler Mott out on the penalty kill. He's starting to find his game, and that's why the penalty kill has been better as of late. He's one of the top penalty killers in the National Hockey League.
Penguins have gifted the Canucks some shorthanded chances, too. And now Juho Lamico carries into the Penguin zone with a hot shot from the top of the left circle that Jari stopped up high. And Kasperi Kapanen is back to it deep in his own end. Again, as we mentioned earlier, the Penguins have the worst power play in the NHL this season, which with some of the personnel on it is surprising. And now JT Miller does a good job breaking up the breakout for the Penguins. Again, he got a breakaway as a result of it earlier. This time, the Canucks gain possession and dump it back into the Penguins zone.
Again, nice job of the Canucks on the penalty kill. And we said one thing would give sooner or later, and it was Pittsburgh's power play isn't very good.
John Marino drives into the Vancouver zone, left it for Teddy Bluger, who played a no-luck backhand pass to the blue line, well out of the reach of Evan Rodriguez. And he's got to take it back into his own zone with 20 seconds left in the Horvat minor penalty. Penguins get it deep. Tyler Myers back to it far corner, pressured by Rodriguez and Bluger on the forecheck. Now it's played loose by Heinen. To the point for John Marino. Back to Evan Rodriguez. Left wing boards for Heinen. One-timer for the left circle is blocked by Pearson. As Horvat is released from the box, and the Penguins are 0 for 2 on the power play tonight. Marino, left point. Passes near circle. One-timer for Jason Zucker. That was tipped. I think Demko got a piece of it as well. It went wide into the far corner, and now Tyler Myers lifts it high in the air and out to center as the Canucks get a partial change. But here come the Penguins. Zucker with a lane to the net down the right wing. Sends it in front, and what a save by Demko as Brian Dumoulin stepped up and had a great chance right down Main Street. Demko makes the save, and now Zucker and Burrows get into it behind the net. And the linesmen have to come in and try and separate them as Kyle Burrows gave Jason Zucker a little bit of the stinky glove.
Thatcher Demko with an incredible save again to save his team, and a bad line change creates that. Both defensemen jump off. The puck wasn't cleared at center. Pittsburgh's defenseman grabbed it, throws it down, and fires it far side on the boards. You have to hold that side. You can't change. You have to know where the puck is, and you cannot change if it has not gone down the ice.
Pittsburgh penalty number 16, Vancouver penalty number 44, 2 minutes each, roughing.
Zucker and Burrows with coincidental roughing minors. So we'll play 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes. 6:01 left in the first period. Still no score. The Canucks and the Penguins, the first of a five-game road trip for Vancouver tonight in Pittsburgh. And the Canucks have only mustered 5 shots on goal to this point in the game.
The ones they have had, Tristan Jarry's been looking very good, but Thatcher Demko is... again, been dynamite. I'm not sure that last one, it was going to be close to offside, but still, too many odd man rushes again, Brendan.
As Dumoulin activated from the blue line for the Penguins to get that chance. Bit more open ice now at 4-on-4, as Bo Horvat wins a defensive zone faceoff for the Canucks, and Quinn Hughes takes it behind his own net. Hughes to his own blue line on left wing, drop pass for Brock Besser. It passes up the right side for Tyler Myers. He tips it deep into Pittsburgh territory, and Brian Dumoulin goes back to it. Dumoulin, near corner for Letang. Then for Jeff Carter, back to Letang, and then across to the far side for Dumoulin, who skates it around behind the net, up the near wall, and will lead the rush to center himself. Brian Dumoulin to the Vancouver line on right wing, forced to the corner by Quinn Hughes, who knocks the puck free for Bo Horvat. Now to center for Myers. Chance for a 2-on-1 for the Canucks. Myers to Besser. Left wing across the Pittsburgh line, but Letang stepped up on him. Knocked the puck loose. Canucks keep it in the zone, but didn't get a chance on the odd man rush as Besser tried to pass. That's broken up by Marino for Letang. Left wing to the goal. Cutting to the net. Great play by Tyler Myers on the back check as he lifted Letang's stick. Now it's sent in front, and Crosby fires a shot that Demko stopped up high. Penguins setting up at the Vancouver zone, still at 4-on-4. Sidney Crosby, top of the point, turns it over. Here's an on-man rush for the Canucks again, 2-on-1. Elias Pettersson, right wing, far circle, shoots right on. But Tristan Jarry stops him with a glove and holds on for the stoppage. 4:48 left in the first, no score. The Canucks and the Penguins on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. There's no score between the Canucks and the Penguins tonight in Pittsburgh with 4:48 left in the first period.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
Make sure to join Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar for instant coverage at the intermissions. We'll go to the guys right at the end of the period. Canucks win a faceoff in the Penguins zone. JT Miller let it go loose to the near point, but Quinn Hughes wasn't there, couldn't hold it in, and the Canucks have to regroup in neutral ice. Miller across the Penguins line, shades to the left wing boards, forced to the corner in a battle with Mike Matheson. Miller knocks Matheson down with a bit of a high cross check. That goes uncalled by the officials, and now Hughes shoots from the line. Puck was blocked in front, as I think it hit Matheson top of the crease. And now John Marino gets it out to center near side, turned it over. Here come the Canucks again. Pullman broke that play up, got it left wing for Connor Garland deep into the Penguins' end. Dumps it behind the goal. Mike Matheson to it far corner, hit by Pullman. It's played free out of the zone, and Connor Garland settles it and wants to drive back in. But Pullman couldn't get out of the zone quickly enough as he was caught deep. And it's offside against the Canucks with 3:58 left in the first and still no score tonight at PPG Paints Arena.
Shots right now are 16-7 for Pittsburgh. So Thatcher Demko looks like he's going to have a night. And sometimes as a goalie, you'd rather have a lot of shots. It's the scoring chances you have to keep down and keep guys perimeter.
Canucks fourth line out for the neutral zone faceoff that Lamico wins back to Myers, and he'll get it deep into the Penguins zone. Jason Dickinson on the forecheck left corner, knocked down Chad Ruedel. Puck comes behind the net for Alex Chason, who's battled off it by Marcus Pettersson, but Dickinson's after it again right wing for Chason behind the goal. Centering pass into the slot, Lamico couldn't settle it. It comes to the line for Myers, who tees up a drive, and Marcus Pettersson blocked that for the Penguins. Myers again, right circle, long shot. Jarry made a good save with the blocker to direct it to the near corner. Brock McGinn after it there is hit hard into the boards by Lamico, but bounces up, picks up the puck, and here come four Penguins to center in the rush as McGinn dumps it in. Dickinson back to it near corner, chased down by McGinn on the boards. There's a battle for it, and now the Canucks get it loose, and three of them will turn up ice. Lamico through the center ice circle, dumps it in as Vancouver completes a change. And Brock Besser is the lone forechecker with Brian Dumoulin back to the puck. Dumoulin near corner for Letang. Quick pass left wing to center for Dominic Simone. The former Calgary Flame dumps it behind the Canuck net. But Thatcher Demko spins it around near wall. Niels Hoglander couldn't clear the zone, and Luke Shen has to go back to it far side. Shen gets it to center for Besser. He tips it rink wide left wing for Niels Hoglander. Into the Pittsburgh zone, drops to Pettersson. Now for Burrows, left circle with a long shot. Rister from the top of the circle that was blocked by Letang, and the Penguins clear to center again with just over 2.5 minutes left in a scoreless first period.
Canucks starting to press a little bit more, much better.
Garland on the forecheck gets a puck bottom of the right circle. He could have had a clean shot, but tried to sweep a pass back into the slot. Didn't have any teammates in the vicinity, and Quinn Hughes has to go back to it in his own end.
I can see why he did that. He really didn't have any room to score on Jarry, so he tried to throw it to an open area in the slot.
Hughes across the Pittsburgh line, back to Pullman with a drive from the line. It was blocked, then it's thrown to the net again by Connor Garland, and Jarry made the save. Jason Zucker's in a ton of pain after blocking the Pullman one-timer from very close range. He hobbles off to the bench and looks like he's going to go straight down the tunnel as the Canucks regroup in their own zone.
Well, he opened up his foot, so it hit him on the inside of the skate. Now, that's where I always say keep the shin pads in front of you.
Jeff Carter, right wing into the Vancouver zone, tried to center. Pass was blocked by a sprawling Tyler Myers, and Jake Guentzel recovers it left corner. To the line for Marcus Pettersson. Back to Guentzel, left wing. Now to the right point for Ruedel. His long shot was blocked by Mott. JT Miller gets it free. Try to pass that bounced off Myers right to Guentzel, and he holds it in the Vancouver zone. Guentzel with a quick pass to Kapanen. It bounces back to Guentzel. He wanted to shoot, but it hopped over his stick. And instead, Vasily Podkolzin skates to center, floats it in on Tristan Jarry, who steers it to the near corner for Mike Matheson under pressure from Tyler Mott. Matheson behind his own net for the Penguins with just over a minute left in the first period. Sends it ahead for Crosby. Left wing into the Vancouver zone. Bottom of the circle. He tried to center back to the front of the net. And Quinn Hughes made a great defensive play to tip the puck wide. Now Matheson with a shot from the right circle. That was blocked in front. And it bounces past Gensel and out to center ice again.
Crosby, not the player he was, but he's still dangerous.
Now Letang, left corner, centering pass on the back end. Goes through the slot to the near wall, right to Tanner Pearson. The former Pittsburgh Penguin gets it to center for Bo Horvat. Two on one for the Canucks into the Penguin zone. Horvat trying to pass into the slot for Hoglander. It was tipped away from him. Then Shen attempted a shot right point that was blocked by Crosby. And Shen gets it back. Left side, Kyle Burrows, his long wrister, was blocked by Danton Heinen. He's got a partial break, skates to center. He tripped over the red line, lost the puck, and has to leave it for Brian Dumoulin into the Vancouver zone. 15 seconds left in the first. Dumoulin knocked into the near wall. There's a penalty on delay against the Canucks as Brock Besser touches it far side with 8.1 seconds left in the first period. Still no score in the game, but Kyle Burrows is going off, and the Penguins will have their third power play of the evening.
For Vancouver, 2 minutes for hooking.
This is just too many penalties in the first period for the Canucks. And they are one of the bottom teams in the National Hockey League for taking penalties. And eventually it's going to bite you in the butt, so you got to be more disciplined. They're actually 25th in the National Hockey League.
Face-off in the Vancouver zone to our right near circle with just 8.1 seconds left in the first. And JT Miller wins it cleanly to Tyler Myers near corner. He protects it from Brian Rust down low, but Rust gets it loose and threw it through the crease. It went wide far side as Crosby gets a one-timer at the horn. Demko was completely out of position. Not sure what happened there. He wasn't even in the crease. But Crosby missed the net. The period comes to an end. And the Penguins will have a minute and 52 seconds left on the power play to start the second period. Still no score, Vancouver and Pittsburgh, as we turn it over to Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar for instant intermission.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brian Rust after it, beaten to the loose puck by Tyler Mott. Now it comes in front for Crosby, and he's robbed by Demko. Sidney Crosby was all alone in the slot.
Somehow, some way, it's scoreless through 20 minutes of play. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar. Get your thoughts into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. After 20 minutes of play, the Canucks and Pens from Pittsburgh are tied at zero. And if it wasn't for Thatcher Demko, Bick, we would be sitting here during this intermission talking about how perhaps this is another low point in a very low season for the Canucks. It is game 20, and I would say I'm surprised by how lackluster and poor the Canucks have been in this first period, if this wasn't really what they've done consistently this season.
We're going to just sit here for the next 12 minutes and just say, Thatcher, Thatcher, Thatcher. It's the Thatcher Demko show. That's all that was. And unless you're paying to look at penalties, that was a rough period. And look, they wind up with 9 shots. I'm stunned that they got to 9. It was one-way traffic the entire way. Now, they had a couple of chances. JT Miller's got a mini break there off of while shorthanded. But, man, that was an onslaught in every which way the Penguins wanted.
Yeah.
On the power play, in zone, off of the rush, taking advantage of bad pinches. Whatever the Penguins wanted to do, they were able to do. That was a rough watch.
How much more do you have to see?
I mean,
this is a group that's not responding. They're clearly not responding. They don't have it. They don't. You know, and okay, there's 40 minutes to go in this game. Demko stole the first period. Games like this, the Canucks might get a bounce and win this game somehow, right? That could happen because you're scoreless through 20 minutes of play, right? And Demko's been standing on his head. Maybe he has a game. He's feeling it, right? He's conjuring the spirit the way Marc-Andre Fleury did to some degree against them the other night.
But even then, like, the Demko performance is way better than Fleury's performance.
Absolutely. Because you know what Chicago was doing? They're actually creating more chances.
Yes.
They were actually limiting high danger scoring chances against, right? Honestly, I know I said I'm not stunned, but I am stunned that a National Hockey League team can look this unprepared and this unready to play consistently, Bick.
Ramsey and Langley.
Consistently, Bick.
Ramsey and Langley says, I can't seem to wrap my head around why every single first period is just terrible. Absolutely nothing to take positive out of that period other than a few shorthanded chances. And yeah, the main positive was Thatcher Demko and the penalty kill.
Well, and the penalty kill is Tyler Lamotte on the PK, because the PK yes. wasn't necessarily good. The third kill they had was actually the cleanest one. They did a good job of, they did a pretty good job with it. Where it's not over yet, the third one, but the second one, I think they did a pretty good job. The first one, I mean, there was like four scoring chances. Sidney Crosby in alone on the PK. So yes, I agree completely. Tyler Lamotte showed why he's a good penalty killer on that play. He jumps up after Crosby misses that chance, steals the puck from him, and creates a 2-on-1 going the other way. A good defensive play, a good offensive play. A lot of credit to Tyler Lamotte, and he helps the PK. But it's not like the PK was suffocating the Pens. I mean, the Pens have a bad power play, and they got a number of quality chances on that first effort.
They got four shots, highlighted by the Crosby chance, and they'll get another one to kind of kick off the second period here. That Crosby chance, it's almost inexcusable, because there's three guys battling in the corner. And I guess if you're JT Miller, you're trying to read the play, but this is what we talk about, you know, cheating the game. You got to cover the center of the ice. And JT Miller kind of loops around and is expecting the puck to kind of poke out up the boards, and he would be there to clear it out. If you don't win possession, you know what's going to happen? Sidney Crosby's all alone in the middle of the ice.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Thatcher Demko's there to turn it away. But it's another play where you cheat the game and you're not playing the right way. And you're assuming chances, and you're assuming opportunities. And look, even if you get the puck, you're still 1-on-2. Like, Sidney Crosby's going to be able to track you down. There's still a defender behind you. So your best-case scenario is you're trying to generate a shorthanded chance off the rush where it's 1-on-1, but you're going to get back pressure from Sidney Crosby, who works pretty hard to get the puck back. It's that level of awareness that is not clicked in right now. And then you go on top of, like, they look slow, sad. I shouldn't even say slow. They just look exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whether that's mental with everything they're going through or whatever the case is, they're a team that looks completely unprepared tonight. Again, how many times do we have to see this? It's embarrassing. They're consistently unprepared. They look like a team that's not ready to play. Give up the first goal, playing from behind consistently. And if you want to point to the process, Travis sat there post-game on against Chicago, mentioned how they deserved a better fate. They've been good at evens and all that sort of stuff. Not tonight. And this is why I'm so reluctant, Bick, to all of a sudden be like, you know what? They're playing well. They played well, guys. Give them a break. They've been playing well. They're going to probably win a few games here, and you know they'll be better tonight. You know why I can't say that? Because I would have no credibility if I'm spewing that nonsense game to game. Look at this game now. Look at this first period.
Shooter says, oh my gosh, it's like they have no idea where to be, late to every puck, low compete, little interest, and a bunch of angry emojis coming in from Shooter. This one, unsigned, it's always been Demko and Markstrom show under Travis Green, and it keeps coming in like this. There's no belief in the system or any system.
Well, and Pardeep texts in and says, Canucks getting slaughtered and outshot in the first period shouldn't be the standard. This has been consistent for the last 2.5 years. 11 new players under Green and no change. How is this not an indictment of Travis and his system? That is Pardeep texting, and a lot of takes coming in. Ramon texted in and said, I dislike Benning more than anybody else, but how do you not blame the coach? You know, we're watching the panel now, Wednesday Night Hockey, and Elliot Friedman we didn't hear him, but he's talking about the Canucks' slow start, 6-11 and 12 through the first 19 games. Pressure is on. Jim Benning's feeling it. Travis is feeling it. The pressure's there. Is anything going to happen? I don't know. We're going to find out. But all I know is they're not playing themselves out of this right now.
No.
So leaving things be is definitely not working. Definitely not working.
Yeah, and there's some people coming in with texts about Tyler Myers as well. He had a rough period, no doubt. Tyler Myers, disaster, useless, ices the puck when he shouldn't, can't get it out when on the PK. He had a rough pinch as well.
Yeah.
And you know, it becomes this thing that, is it the player making that judgment or is it the coaching point to say, hey, pressure that puck. When that puck comes around, because there was a 3-on-1 given up because Tyler Myers pinched.
Yeah.
But are they instructed to do so, to keep that pressure up? When that puck comes around, that winger's holding there, you have to go commit. We see guys do that time and time again on this team. Go commit to that. Go pressure him. Now he misses the chance to put stick on puck and create a bobble and slow the play down so the forecheck can regroup and attack. But when you miss it, hey, it looks like what happened. It looks like a 3-on-1 the other way. And this is the kind of the thing that we discuss between talent and coaching. How much is this the instruction to always go pressure that puck? When the score is neutral, when we're ahead, go pressure that puck. Or sorry, when we're trailing, go pressure that puck.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just don't have the guys to do it. You might just have to play contain. And they don't do enough of that. And instead of containing, the seams just burst wide open and guys are skating through with speed.
Yeah, this team clearly hasn't been able to find an identity. And as far as that defensive play they talk about, it's been deteriorating. It hasn't been at the level it needs to be, you know? And it's just, I don't know what to point to. The PK, like you mentioned, Bick, they've killed 5 straight penalties. And I suppose that's something you can hang your hat on.
5.5 right now, they're midway through the 5. Right, we'll see if they can get to 6.
Can they make it 6?
Don't call it a comeback, baby.
Can they kill 6 straight penalties? But that's where we're at. You know, and I mean, somebody texted in and said, I feel for you guys talking about the same thing over and over again. I don't want to sit here and constantly
don't feel for us. Feel great. We get to talk to you guys all
100%.
Day.
100%. I don't want to sit here and say the same things over and over again, but we're seeing the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
We are from this organization. This is not a standard that should be acceptable in any way, shape, or form. None. How do you let this keep going?
It's like that Nelly and Tim McGraw song over and over again. You just play that.
Yeah.
That's what's happened here. Over and over again, the same issues crop up game to game. And again, if it sounds like we're a broken record here through 19 games or 19 games in one period, it's because it's been like this. It's been the Thatcher Demko show, which is why people have been so impressed with what he's done.
Yeah.
Which is why when we're talking about, hey, what are the positives so far this season? Or what are the things that you're not really evaluating? Because everything should be evaluated. The only thing that you're not doing is Thatcher Demko, Jaroslav Halak, Ian Clark, and that whole, you know, the whole goaltending department. Everyone deserves credit for what they're doing.
You know, they do. When you're talking about Travis, you're talking Jim, if you want to talk about change, it's completely justified.
Yeah.
It is completely justified. What you mentioned there for the goalie department, that's the one department you say, hey, completely hands off.
You guys have earned your contract. 5-year deal, we feel great about it.
And you're seeing
Demko, Ian Clark, you guys are locked in. We feel great about it.
You're seeing it at play tonight. You're also seeing it in the minors with how guys like Silovs are coming along, right? You see it with Yaro Halak's game. He's been the backup, but he's been all right so far this year for the Canucks. You're seeing that goalie department come through. Other departments, yeah, leaving a lot to be desired here.
I was going to jump into the inbox here. Tanvir says, at least Willie had a system, but not good players to support that system. Green, no system, but has good players coaching the issue. That is from Tanvir, 650-650.
Well, and you know what the interesting thing about the rest of this game is here? Like I mentioned at the beginning of this intermission, they're 0-0 because Demko stood on his head. Yeah, maybe they find a way to win this game, get a lucky bounce or two or whatever, Demko steals it. But the process, this is not good. I mean, we're not seeing any improvement as the season goes on. You know, if you talk about improvement, right, you can point to coaching and say, you know what, at least they're seeing improvements. They're doing this better. They're doing that better. There's no consistency improvement. You see one good game, the next game's not as good. People made the case for Chicago. They're playing great in Chicago. They keep this going. It's going to be all right.
That 3-game homestand was like, oh, okay, it got better.
Yeah,
it's gone. It got better relative to
how they
were
playing.
They lost
it on the flight over to Pittsburgh. Like, how do you not
Lake
build
Erie
anything?
And it's like, oh, we dropped it.
I'm stunned. Like, I understand the team may not be good. I understand. But this level of play is stunningly bad.
Nobody saw this. Like, nobody saw this. Even the most negative people about this team. And some people, hey, you and I sat here and we thought 95, 96 points, potential. It was there. I think we both picked them to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Some people saw an 80-point team. Nobody saw a sub-60-point team.
Yeah.
And if this game trends the way it is, that's what you're on pace for. Sub-60 points.
Well, you know what? At this point, if they don't want to play for the coach, play for your goalie. Don't leave him out to don't hang him out to dry the way you did in that first period. That's not being a good team in front of your goaltender. We'll see if the Canucks can muster a better effort in the second period. Somehow, some way, it is scoreless in Pittsburgh between the Canucks and the Penguins. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with a second period call coming up on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back to PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, where there's no score between the Canucks and the Penguins after one period. Pittsburgh outshot Vancouver 16-9 in the first, and the Penguins will start the second period with a minute and 52 seconds left on the power play after Kyle Burrows took a hooking minor with 8 seconds left in the first. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network tonight. Whether you're in Kitsilano, Kitimat, or wherever you're tuning in, we appreciate you spending your late afternoon into the evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach me on Twitter at Batch Hockey. He is at Corey Hirsch. And our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650. And Hershey, if the Canucks keep playing the way they did in the first, Thatcher Demko is going to have to steal this game for them.
Yeah, that's too many two-on-ones, too many odd man rushes. And the Canucks are going to have to stop stepping up all the time. There's a time and a place for it, and there's a time and a place just to live to fight another day. And Thatcher Demko dynamite again in the first period. Chances were 8-2 Pittsburgh.
PK is already 2-for-2 tonight for the Canucks. We'll see if they can make it 3. The Penguins starting the second period on the power play. Vancouver is in white, skating from left to right. The Penguins in black are going from right to left. And it's Miller, Mott, Myers, and Pullman starting the period on the PK for Vancouver as JT Miller wins the draw from Jeff Carter. Back to Tyler Myers, and he clears it all the way down behind the Pittsburgh net. Chris Letang starting the breakout for the Penguins. Leaves it at his own blue line for Jake Guentzel, who darts through neutral ice. Passes right wing for Jeff Carter, who's tied up by Tyler Mott. Myers in to help out. Got it to the line, but Letang holds in. Left circle to Brian Rust. Rust retreats to the near boards. Try to pass into the slot. Knocked down by JT Miller, and he clears it again as the Canuck penalty killers will get a partial change with both forwards darting to the bench.
Well, good stick from JT Miller. He ends up having it in the right place and ends up blocking a pass.
Crosby to the Vancouver line, defers left boards to Brian Rust. He carries down the wall, goes back to Letang. Now to the right circle for Carter, far corner Guentzel to Letang in the slot, left wing, Rust one timer, he scores! Brian Rust with a hard one timer from the top of the left circle, beats Thatcher Demko up high. It's his second of the year, and the Penguins get a power play goal to take a 1-0 lead. 49 seconds into the second period.
Canucks get running around a little bit in their own zone on the penalty kill, but Brendan, you take that many penalties in the first part of the game, eventually a team is going to score. And this is a one-timer from Rust off the near side, off a pass from Letang in the middle. Tyler Myers goes to block it, but he ends up actually screening Demko and then sliding out of the way. And I know it hurts, but you have to stay square if you're Tyler Myers. And man, this is a tough one for Demko. Not his fault. Blocker side couldn't see it. It was a one-timer. Pittsburgh up 1-0.
Rust second of the year from Letang, and Crosby on the power play comes 49 seconds into the second period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. Penguins have the lead. They're 7-1-0 this year when scoring the first goal. And the Canucks have played from behind far too often this year. They've now conceded the first goal in 15 of their 20 games.
Now you're chasing the game again. I didn't think Crosby got an assist on that, but it is from Guentzel. It wasn't Crosby. So they made a mistake on the announcement.
As they'll get that corrected. Rust from Letang and Guentzel for the Penguins, and the power play goal as the home team here at PPG Paints Arena ahead in the early moments of the middle frame. Evan Rodriguez deep in his own zone for Pittsburgh. Will skate it out to center on left wing. Drops near boards for Danton Heinen into the Vancouver end. Tried a rink-wide pass to the right circle intended for Dominic Simone, who was cut into the net, but Horvat broke it up, and he drives back into the Penguins zone on left wing. Oh, Horvat dumps it deep into the zone. Only as far as Brian Dumoulin, who got it back out to center. Heinen knocks it down to the Vancouver line. Left boards for Rodriguez into the Canuck end. Now to Simone down the near wall with a tight angle shot stopped by Demko. He spilled a rebound, though, but the Canucks clear it to the far corner. And it's played up the wall to the line by Podkolzin, but held in by Rodriguez as the Penguins hem the Canucks in. Dumoulin, right point. Left side, Letang. Back to Dumoulin. Long drive. Demko got it with his right pad. There was traffic in front. He got down and made the save, and now Tyler Mott clears it the other way with his line mates changing.
Demko getting peppered with shots right now. 19-9. I got the chances now at 9-2.
And the shots are 3-0 in this second period. Here come the Penguins again. Kapanen with a drop pass to the far circle for Zucker with a hard wrist shot right on that Demko stopped and held. 2:53 into the middle frame. The Penguins have 20 shots as opposed to 9 for the Canucks, and they lead the game 1-0 on the power play goal by Brian Rust.
You know what? I'm just not seeing a work ethic, Brendan. When I watch this team right now, I just don't see that wanting to, you know, that
the burning desire to win,
the lunch bucket kind of attitude where you just work and see what happens, and I just don't see it. And I know guys are trying. I know it's not like they're not trying, but that all-out work ethic and attitude, I just don't see it.
Niels Hoglander's stick shattered on him in the defensive zone, so he couldn't clear the puck. Penguins keep it in. It's played behind the net. JT Miller fights it loose to Ekman Larson, far boards, who couldn't get it out, and now Jason Zucker has it bottom of the left circle. Zucker with a centering pass, blocked by Miller, comes back to Zucker. He'll go to the end wall for Jeff Carter. Now to the line for Mike Matheson. Right point to Chad Ruweedel. His long shot hit a skate at the side of the net. Goes into the far corner. Kapanen after it. Loses a battle to Ekman Larson, who got it loose to Miller. And then to Besser, who floats it high in the air into the Pittsburgh end.
Now, I thought Hoglander had time to go get a stick at that point. But it worked out for them. The Canucks and Brock Besser end up chipping the puck out. Hoglander can get a stick.
He went for a change. And the Penguins dump it back in as Demko settles it behind the net for Quinn Hughes, and he'll start the breakout. Hughes skates it to center, passes left wing for Jason Dickinson. Into the Pittsburgh zone, drop pass into the slot for Horvat with a quick one-time snapshot that's stopped by Jari with the glove, and he holds.
Now, Horvat doesn't have a point in seven and a goal in six or seven, I believe. And, no, both in seven, actually. No points, no goals. But he's had some good scoring chances. He has been robbed a few times. He had some good chances on Fleury. And Fleury made some heck of some saves. And then right there, Tristan Jarry makes a nice one on Horvat. So it's not like he's not getting chances.
As the Penguins drive the Vancouver line, Gensel tried a rink-wide pass. Good play by Horvat on the back check to intercept it in the slot before it got through to Brian Rust right circle. Now Horvat tips another attempted pass towards Rust to the boards, but the Canucks can't clear. As finally, Quinn Hughes breaks up a play in the middle and plays it high off the glass and out to center ice. Penguins regrouping again. Crosby, left circle for Gensel to the net, tried to play it to the back post to Rust, who was tied up by Myers, couldn't tip it home. And Vasily Podkolzin skates it out of the zone for Vancouver before dropping to Tyler Myers. He'll bring it across the Pittsburgh line on left wing, made a nice move around Marcus Pettersson and dumped it behind the Penguins' goal. Mike Matheson with it, sweeps it up the near side. Jake Gensel tips it into the Vancouver end. Icing is waved off. And Connor Garland goes back to it before leaving for Quinn Hughes behind the goal. Hughes chased out the near side by Teddy Bluger. Banks it left wing to center for Elias Pettersson. He dumps it behind the Penguin goal, and Tristan Jarry settles it for Mike Matheson, who clears to center on the back end. Knocked down by Kyle Burrows for Elias Pettersson. Back in on the left wing, made a nice move around Ruweedel. Into the high slot, goes near point for Shen with a long snapper. That was blocked by Bluger. He quickly passes right wing to center for Brock McGinn. Across the Vancouver line to Bluger at the top of the right circle. He'll drop it into the far corner. Kyle Burrows broke up the cycle, rimmed it around near side for Podkolzin, and he leads for Pettersson, who accelerates to the Pittsburgh line. Pettersson, right wing for Garland, drops to Podkolzin, backhand pass, left circle. Burrows wanted to shoot. He had his stick lifted by Kasperi Kapanen on the back check, but the Canucks keep it in the zone. Podkolzin with a nice play, top of the point for Pettersson. Now to Burrows, high slot with a wrister right on, and Tristan Jarry makes another glove hand save. 5:49 into the second, the Penguins lead the Canucks 1-0.
Nice shot by Burrows. Canucks pressing a little bit. But what concerns me about that line, it was Pettersson and Besser that time were together, and I believe Podkolzin was out there as well. There was nobody in front of the net. Actually, it was Garland. It was Garland, Pettersson, and Podkol, and there was nobody in front of the net. So when Burrows went to shoot, you don't have a chance at much of anything.
Piece of cake saved for Tristan Jarry.
Even I could have stopped that one, Brendan.
Well, I mean, you were an NHL goaltender, so.
You know what? I wasn't as bad as I make myself out to be. I had some good games.
I'll take your word for it.
Thanks, buddy. You watched me play, didn't you?
I did, yes. Absolutely. As the Penguins get it deep in their own zone.
Isn't that weird? Like, I used to love Mike Palmateer. Now he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, hey, when you watch me play and now we're working together.
I have vivid memories of watching you in goal in the playoffs against the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
As a youngster, let's say. I'm not going to tell you exactly how old I was because I don't want to make you feel bad.
As I realize everyone's just people, right? We're all just trying to get through the day.
Ekman Larson with a shot left point was stopped by Jarry. Canucks keep it in the zone. Besser has it right corner. Plays it top of the point for Hughes. Left circle, JT Miller with time, teed up a drive. His stick exploded. Jarry got a piece of it anyway, and it deflects over the glass. And out of play. 6:46 into the second. The Penguins lead the Canucks 1-0. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. The Penguins lead the Canucks 1-0, 6:46 into the second tonight in Pittsburgh.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Canucks win a faceoff of the Penguins zone to our right. Quinn Hughes with a shot from the point. Went well wide of the net. Then Connor Garland bunted it out of midair from the bottom of the right circle. Right back to the crease, but Tristan Jarry was there to cover up.
Now, Connor Garland, he's going to the net. On the side there, he almost got a little rebound. They had a great shot of him where he got really low at the back door, and everyone's kind of making fun of it, but I know why. He wants leverage, not because he wants to get smaller. He wants leverage so that if he did get a pass, he could get it up really quick. And that was actually smart. People were making fun of it, but it was actually a smart thing to do.
It reminded me of, you know, the Adam Sandler movie, Happy Gilmore, where he putts with a hockey stick and he gets down really low. That's what it reminded me of.
I mean, it looked funny, but, I mean, I haven't scored a goal in the National Hockey League. He's got a lot, so let's just let him do what he's got to do.
Canucks control the puck in the Penguins zone. Pettersson far point has a give and go with Hughes. And walks along the blue line a little bit dangerously and turned the puck over to Danton Heinen, who got it to center for Marcus Pettersson. And he dumps it into the Vancouver end. Hughes back to it far corner. Played it to the bottom of the near circle. Didn't have any teammates there. Turned it over and Rodriguez shoots. He scores! Poor puck management from the Canucks in their own zone, and Evan Rodriguez makes them pay with his seventh of the year. 7:29 into the second. The Penguins lead 2-0.
I know Thatcher Demko's not very happy with himself on this, but when I watch this shot, this is just almost a perfect shot off the post and in, but Thatcher Demko doesn't like his positioning on it. It's from a bad angle. Rodriguez is a right-handed shot, so his stick sees the far side of the net. But I'm not sure where Quinn Hughes was going with the puck. He's in the corner. He's getting pressured. He just throws it right across the front of the net. Rodriguez gets it, rips it glove side high. Canucks are down 2-0.
7:29 of the second period is the time of the goal, brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. Here come the Penguins again. Crosby down the right wing is robbed by Demko with the right pad. Has Crosby got a backhand shot from off the far boards? And Demko denied him to keep it 2-0. Penguins continuing to press at the Vancouver end. Brian Rust left corner. He's pinned up against the boards by Tucker Pullman, and Bo Horvat gets it free. He'll skate it out of the zone himself and make it up the right wing for Tanner Pearson. Gets around Matheson to the net with a quick wrist shot, and it was stopped up high by Jarry. Now a wraparound chance for Horvat from behind the goal, and Jarry slid across to his left and held it out with the pad. 8:19 into the second, the Penguins lead 2-0, but the Canucks had a couple of good looks pushing back after the goal.
Well, and I've liked Horvat's game thus far. He's been good. A couple scoring chances. He's giving everything he's got. And maybe the rest of the Canucks can take a little page out of his book. You know, it's It's not like they're not – that you don't go out there as a player and say, I'm not going to try today. There's fighting through adversity and fighting through things that are trouble. And they just aren't doing that.
Tucker's play behind the Pittsburgh net. Chris Letang won a battle with Brock Besser. The Penguins get it out of the zone. Letang takes the puck from Brock McGinn at his own blue line, skates to center and lifts it high in the air into the left corner. Luke Shen back to it behind his own net for the Canucks, clears it around on the backhand far side for Brock Besser, who overskated the puck at his own blue line, lost it, and Zach Aston-Reese drops it back to Brian Dumoulin. Now Chris Letang near boards, left wing to the Vancouver line for Brock McGinn. He tips it in wide to the net of Demko, who handles it side of the net. Played ahead to Shen, who turned it over to Teddy Bluger. Now Brian Dumoulin has it left point, goes to the right side for Letang, backhand pass into the slot, was tipped on goal by Aston-Reese, stopped by Demko. And Luke Shen brings it right wing into the Pittsburgh end for the Canucks. Shen, deep into the corner, is pinned to the wall by Dumoulin. Then Garland tries to center from the corner as he got the puck, but it missed Hoglander, and Miller has to keep it alive right point. JT Miller dumps it into the near corner, but only as far as Teddy Bluger, who floats it high in the air and out to center for the Penguins. Tyler Myers in his own zone. Quick pass ahead for Vasily Podkolzin with speed into the Penguins zone. Down the right wing with a backhand chance, trying to beat Jari short side. But the Penguins netminder made the save off his chest and held on with the glove. As we near the midway mark of the second period, with the Penguins leading 2-0 on goals by Brian Rust and Evan Rodriguez.
Tristan Jari, this is one of the best goalies I've seen, how he looks confident. And you know, they were talking on Sportsnet prior to this and how the goaltenders might be Carey Price, Marc-Andre Fleury. Take a long look at Tristan Jari
for Team Canada,
Olympics.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would just leave Carey Price alone at this point. Let him heal, let him do his thing. And you have to start looking in another direction.
Jari, a local product from Surrey. As the Canucks turn it over deep in their own zone, Kapanen plays it to the top of the crease. Tried to drop it to Zucker, who drove the net, collided with Demko, and goes down in a heap to the end boards as the net was knocked off its moorings. And Thatcher Demko's lucky he wasn't hurt on this. It was an awkward leg-on-leg collision between Zucker and Demko as one of the Canucks got back and knocked Zucker down as he was driving the goal.
It was Pettersson jumped back and bumped Zucker, and this Zucker's having a tough night, poor guy.
Blocked that shot in the first period that caused him to go down the tunnel at the time.
And Quinn Hughes is just having a terrible game right now. And I wish I could say something positive here about the team, but there just isn't much to say. That was another turnover right in front of their net by Quinn Hughes.
As he lost the puck on the end boards, Kapanen walked out front. And then Zucker drove the net for a rebound that he couldn't find. As puck goes out of play on the near boards with 9:54 left in the second, the Penguins lead the Canucks 2-0 on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 9:54 left in the second period tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins lead the Canucks 2-0 on goals by Brian Rust on the power play and Evan Rodriguez at even strength. Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Canucks win a neutral zone draw and clear it into the Pittsburgh end to our right. Brian Dumoulin back to the puck. Or rather, that was Chad Ruedel trying to stretch pass out of the reach of Sidney Crosby. And it goes for icing against Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if they get a goal, they'll get some life in them. Just something to get some momentum and some inspiration going the other way, but the only word that comes to mind right now is lifeless. And it's, I'll be honest, as a former Canuck, it's hard to watch right now.
Canucks are out shooting the Penguins 10-7 in this second period, but find themselves trailing with both Pittsburgh goals coming in this period. Now here's Gensel across the Vancouver line, top of the right circle, settles, drops to Crosby, centering pass was blocked by a sprawling Niels Hoglander. And the Canucks stretch it. Here's Besser with a chance up the right wing into the Penguins zone. Quick shot on, stopped by Jari. Besser throws it back out front for the end boards, trying to bank it in off the goaltender. but it missed. And then Brian Rust plays it across far side for Sidney Crosby, who gave it away at the line to Niels Hoglander, driving back to the net for Miller in the slot. Left circle, Besser with a one-timer, and Jari denied him again. Besser gets it again, left corner, sweeps it behind the net for Hoglander. Right circle for Shen, one-timer, stopped by Jari a third time, and he'll cover up and get the whistle. As Brock Besser had two grade A opportunities on that sequence, and both times Tristan Jari was there to shut the door. 8:56 left in the second. The Penguins still lead 2-0.
I'll be honest, this is one of the best performances I've seen by a goaltender, and I'll tell you why. And it's not about the Canucks scoring chances or anything else. It's how he's playing right now and his positioning, how calm he is. He was way over on Brock Besser before Besser even had the pass. He was sitting there waiting for him to shoot it. And that's reading the play. He looks so confident and poised. And they have to take a look at him for the Olympic team if he keeps playing this way.
He's got a .930 save percentage on the season. So even though he's played well in his last handful of games, three straight wins, only one goal against in those three coming into this one. Overall, his numbers have been good this year. And you have to think if he continues to play this way, you're right, Hershey, he'll be in that conversation to go to the Olympics for Team Canada.
Well, he looks unflappable right now. And that's a big word for me.
Penguins forechecking in the Vancouver zone. Simone gets it free from Shen, left corner. Back to the line for Marcus Pettersson with a long wrister that Demko tracked through traffic and stopped with his glove hand. And you could probably speak to this as a former goaltender. I'm sure when you've played well and you've had some really good results, that only builds your confidence, and your confidence feeds your game, which feeds your confidence, and it's a positive cycle that you can get on as opposed to a lot of the negative cycles we've seen around the Canucks.
Well, there's a point in your career as a hockey player where you kind of figure out what works for you, like a system, what works for you, and when you stick to that, that's when you really get that confidence and really start to star, and it looks like Jari's figured that out. And some guys never figure it out. That's why they don't make it.
Canucks get it deep into the Penguins' zone. Tanner Pearson will leave far corner for Bo Horvat, who cycles to Tyler Mott. Mott, top of the left circle, tried to turn and shoot, but it was deflected off a Penguins stick into the near corner. And Zach Aston races back to it, lost it to Horvat, who center top of the crease for Pearson. He missed it, then it came to Myers' right circle, and his shot was held out by Jari. As Aston Reese gets it out to center, Ekman Larson knocks it down for Pearson, and now for Mott. High slot of the Penguins zone, had his pocket picked by Bluger on the back check. Never got a shot free. It came out of the zone, then Ekman Larson played it back in offside. And there'll be a neutral zone draw with 7:43 left in the second, and the Penguins leading 2-0.
I am trying to figure out why Pittsburgh hasn't gotten a penalty yet. I've seen things out there that they should be called for, and they're not. But your work ethic is what draws penalties. So in the same sense, it's the Canucks' fault, but I'm just, this game has just been interesting on every level right now.
Penguins have had more than 54% of the possession to this point. So when you've got the puck, you're not taking penalties. Now here's another Vancouver penalty, as I think it was Jason Zucker was caught with a high stick on the near boards, or rather now they blow the whistle when Ruedel touches the puck. And I'm surprised by this because it looked like it was Zucker that caught that stick in the face.
And he did, from Pod Colson. And it wasn't Zucker, it was actually Matheson. And Brendan, I'll be honest from here with how you're trying to, I feel for you because we are like a mile up and it's hard to see the numbers. I feel for you right now.
2 minutes for high sticking.
And that's what it was. You were right. See, you were right.
But they blew the whistle when the Penguins touched the puck. So I can understand Pittsburgh being
confused
and upset, but it's Juho Lamico that goes for high sticking, and so the Penguins go to their fourth power play of the game. They're 1-for-3 already after the goal on the man advantage earlier in this period, scored by Brian Rust.
Yeah, it's Lamico. I thought it was Pod Colson. Again, the numbers. It's so hard to see from up here.
91 and 92, so you were close.
And we're a long way away. Oh,
As the Canucks turn it over in their zone, Crosby plays it to the far side for Gensel, who swept it right to the net, and Demko stopped him from close range. As again, the Canucks continue to struggle managing the puck. And this time it was Tyler Myers who tried to lift it through the middle. It hit JT Miller
yeah.
And came right to Sidney Crosby.
It hit him either in the back of the hand or the elbow, and it looks like he was shaking his hand, but he's staying in there. He's going to take this draw, so he must be okay. Little stinger.
Miller and Crosby in the faceoff circle. Far boards in the Vancouver zone to our left. 7:17 left in the second. The Penguins lead 2-0. And the Penguins control off the draw. Rust gets it far point. Letang now to the near side for Crosby, then to Carter, back to Letang. And for Crosby, left circle, tried a shot that was blocked by Pullman. Comes to Jeff Carter, who throws it back to the net from the right wing, but it missed, bounced off the corner boards and all the way back into the Penguins zone. Pittsburgh is on the power play for another minute and 25 seconds or less, looking to build on a 2-0 lead over the Canucks. Crosby, right circle. Shot wide of the net. It's tipped out front, but comes right to JT Miller. He'll float it to center for Tyler Mott. One-on-one with Letang to the Penguins zone. Mott drives to the front of the net and lost the puck in his skates just as he got there. Couldn't get a shot away, but did well to kill some time as Rust drives back into the Vancouver end. Rust, left wing for Gensel. Back to the right point for Sidney Crosby. Crosby takes it behind the Canuck net, then drops it back to the line for Chris Letang. Letang, top of the point for Gensel. Left circle to Crosby, beside the goal. Far side, Rust with a one-timer from right along the goal line. It was held out by Demko. Dickinson finds the puck far boards and chops it out to center again.
We're going to see the second unit of Pittsburgh, their power play. Right now, Crosby's gotten off.
35 seconds left in the man advantage for the Penguins. Jason Zucker carries in on the left wing. Sweeps it around to Danton Heinen, who tips it to the right point for John Marino. To Heinen, then to Kapanen in the slot. Back to Marino. Left circle. One-timer for Rodriguez. He's denied by Demko with the blocker, and the Canucks get it out to center again.
That was a great save from Thatcher Demko. A bullet to the blocker side. He tried to go right where Rust did. And this time Demko, he made the save.
83-mile-per-hour one-timer from Evan Rodriguez. And a good stop by Demko. As the Penguins keep it in the zone. But Lamico's out of the box. Pittsburgh's 1-for-4 on the power play. And it remains 2-0 as Danton Heinen holds into the Vancouver line. Left circle with a high shot, but missed past the glove of Demko. Kapanen rims it behind the Canuck net. Pullman plays it away from Zucker for Mott on the far side. And he makes the safe play by lifting it high in the air and out to center, where John Marino takes it down to the red line. And now Marcus Pettersson has it in his own zone for the Penguins. Teddy Bluger, right wing into the Vancouver zone, center, top of the crease, driving the net was Zach Aston-Reese. He tried to make a move to his backhand and lost the puck before he could shoot, and the Canucks turn off ice. Nils Höglander, left wing to the Penguins' end, lost the puck. It's a 3-on-1 for Pittsburgh the other way. Aston-Reese, left circle, shoots, he scores! Zach Aston-Reese played pass with Brock McGinn and then beat Thatcher Demko short side from off the left wing. And the Penguins lead 3-0 with 4:40 left in the second.
Oh boy. Tyler Myers went to change, which he has every right to do so. He jumps on the ice. It was Burrows jumps on for him. Tucker Pullman stepped up and nobody covered defensively for him. Tucker Pullman had the puck. He brought it in the zone. And all four Canucks, well, the three forwards also went in the zone. And that's how Pittsburgh gets a 3-on-1. And ends up going to Aston-Reese, and he ends up just throwing it by the blocker of Thatcher Demko. He could have put it back to anyone he wanted. And this is just not pretty at all for the Canucks. There's just no heart, no life. And it's tough to watch right now, Brandon. This is... like, throw a work ethic in there. At least do something, somebody. And I feel for Burrows. He's left alone.
4:33 left in the second. It's the Penguins 3 and the Canucks nothing. And you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 4:33 left in the second period tonight in Pittsburgh, where the Penguins lead the Canucks 3-0. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Make sure to stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission with Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar We'll go to the guys for instant coverage at the end of the period. Zach Aston Reese scored just before the break to give the Penguins the 3-0 lead. His first of the year from Brock McGinn and Teddy Bluger at 15:20 of the second period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca.
I know it's lonely. If you're Thatcher Demko, it is lonely right now. And I've seen this movie before a few times in my day. But something's got to give here, Brendan, because there is no life on this team.
Canucks win the draw. Hughes with a shot from the line. Went wide past the stick side of Tristan Jarry. And JT Miller holds in right circle. Drops it back to the line for Hughes. Played it back into the slot. Miller was trying to deflect it to the net, but lost the puck to Evan Rodriguez, who clears it all the way down. It's icing against Pittsburgh with 4 minutes left in this middle frame. If you're just joining us, Brian Rust opened the scoring on the power play in the first minute of the second period. Evan Rodriguez added a goal at even strength, as did Zach Aston Reese on a 3-on-1 rush just a couple of moments ago.
Yeah, it's been like that all night long. I'm not even sure Pittsburgh's giving their best effort at this point.
Penguins look well on their way to a fourth consecutive victory. Unless the Canucks have something to say about it. But as of yet, they have been mute. John Marino behind his own net for Pittsburgh. Gets it up the far boards to Teddy Bluger. He'll tip it into the Canucks zone. And Ekman-Larsson goes back to Tyler Myers. Again to Oliver Ekman-Larsson, far boards, who passes right wing to center for Bo Horvat. Horvat brought it into the Pittsburgh zone, but made one move too many and threw Tanner Pearson offside on the far wall.
Well, right now, it looks like most players on both teams wish it could be running time. All right, I'm going to get more positive, Brendan, because
It's a pretty good Penguins team.
It's
They're playing well
tonight. It's a pretty good Penguins team. It really is. And it's a lot of skill. I mean, Crosby is still fascinating to watch. You can tell he doesn't have the skates anymore. That's what happens. It's just the way it is. But still a very effective, smart player.
He's one of those guys still, to this point, now in his 17th season in the NHL at the age of 34, who every time he gets the puck, you know that almost anything is possible.
Absolutely. You can still make plays. You can still... It's your speed you lose a little bit. Because 34, and there's all young guys, the game's so fast now.
But the smart players can continue to get by, and Crosby is one of the smartest we've seen in recent years in the NHL, certainly. Alex Chiasson to center on left wing for the Canucks with 2:40 left in the second. The Penguins lead 3-0. Canucks have closed the gap on the shot clock in this second period. They were outshot 16-9 in the first. Shots are now 29-25 in favor of the Penguins. As they ice the puck into the Vancouver zone, and there'll be an offensive zone draw for Vancouver. This, of course, is the first of a five-game road trip for the Canucks. They will play next on Friday in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. That'll be a 4:00 start. We'll have it for you here again on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet Radio Network. Then there's a Sunday, Monday back-to-back. Sunday, they're in Boston to take on the Bruins. That one also begins at 4. Then Monday, they're in Montreal to face the Canadiens at 4:30. And they conclude the road trip a week from tonight in Ottawa against the Senators. That one will also be at 4:30. And not an easy trip for this group. This is a good Penguins team. The Blue Jackets have been playing some good hockey as JT Miller gets a clean chance high slot, fires it wide of the net. And it's played back to the line for Ekman-Larsson, who tees up a long drive that went wide of the goal. And Jake Guentzel gets it out to center right wing for Kasperi Kapanen, who dumps it into the Vancouver end. As I was saying, the Blue Jackets have been playing some pretty good hockey. The Bruins are never an easy out. And then you go to Canada to play Montreal and Ottawa, but even with those teams not necessarily being among the elite in the NHL, you would back them to beat the Canucks with the way Vancouver is playing right now.
It's unless something changes drastically, I don't know what to tell you.
Canucks nearly got caught for too many men on the ice as Garland had to scuttle across to the bench to get off on a change, and now Vancouver has it in the Pittsburgh zone with just over a minute left in the second period. Hoglander battling with Letang far corner. Pod Colson in to help out. Turned it over to Brian Rust, and the Penguins have numbers in the rush to center. Rust, right circle for Rodriguez, tried to play it to the goal mouth for Jake Gensel, who was driving the net, but the pass was tipped behind the goal, and Bo Horvat carries back to center on right wing. Turned it over at the Pittsburgh line. Penguins dump it back in. Demko leaves his net. Watched by Rodriguez. He'll sweep it near corner for Kyle Burrows. Makes a nice outlet pass to center for Vasily Podkolzin, and he gains the Penguin blue line. Podkolzin one on four into the high slot. Tried a drop pass for Lamico that was broken up. And John Marino has it behind his own net. Marino up the boards for Dominic Simone. Onto the right wing for Danton Heinen. And again to Simone, who fights it into the Vancouver zone for Rodriguez right boards. He's knocked down by Chason. Pullman in to get it. Plays to the point. Marino keeps it in. Tried to dump it deep into the zone. Tanner Pearson gets it out to center. With just a handful of seconds left in the period. Heinen drives back in on the left wing. Passes into the slot for Marino. Far side. One-timer is stopped by Demko off the stick of Bluger. And then he made another save. Right at the buzzer on Teddy Bluger. And Demko holds on as the period comes to an end. The Penguins score three goals, all of them in the middle frame, and lead the Canucks 3-0 through 40 minutes tonight at PPG Paints Arena. Time now for instant intermissions with Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar.
Breaking down the game after two periods, this is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Nils Hoglander, left wing for the Penguins, and lost the puck. It's a 3-on-1 for Pittsburgh the other way. Aston Reese, left circle, shoots, he scores! Zach Aston Reese played pass with Brock McGinn and then beat Thatcher Demko short side from off the left wing. And the Penguins lead 3-0 with 4:40 left in the second.
Welcome back. Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar. You can text in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. I mean, like what do we even say? Three goals. We talk about how bad the first period was. And Bick, you and I have done this thing this season because it's, you know, we've had far more bad things to talk about than good things, that we finish a show, we finish a segment, we're like, were we too tough on them?
Yeah.
Were we too negative maybe? Are we maybe not? Maybe we should be a bit more like, maybe.
There's a natural seed of doubt.
Yes.
That exists.
Yeah. Anytime you have a strong take one way or another, you're like, okay, did I hit the right note? Are we actually hitting the right tone? And then they let three goals in the second period. I'm like, maybe we weren't negative enough. And it's not about being negative. It's more about just trying to illuminate the situation this team finds itself in, right? And, you know, I was pretty mad during the first intermission just because we're watching this. And you're seeing these professional athletes for this team essentially not show up, not play, not try hard enough. Whatever the reason is. You want to blame the coach? Go ahead. Have at it on our text inbox. But it's reaching a point now where all of this is untenable, Bick.
It goes back to where we were at the start of last season.
Yeah.
And there were games, you and I did post-game shows early last year. You know, we had the ability to go into Rogers Arena, unlike fans, and watch these games. And people were like, oh, it's bad. And you and I had to sit there like, it looks worse in person.
Yes.
And it was bad last year. And we had to tell people it looks worse in person. And you know, people texted in, people tweeted us, and, oh, no, it's not that bad. It's you guys are being too harsh.
I mean, like, you guys aren't seeing the players off camera not skate. You're not seeing them not hustle to the bench. You're not seeing all the bad things that the camera doesn't capture. We were seeing that in person last season.
This is reminiscent of those games.
Yeah.
Of Montreal coming to town, smoking Vancouver last year. Those types of games are happening now. And now people have gone into the building and seen them for near a dozen games. And it's like, oh, right. It's not quite up to that level. Maybe they were right back in the start of the North Division. And now you see it translate on a national TV game.
Yep.
That's what this is. This isn't just, hey, regional game, Canucks fans are watching. This is national TV. This is across the nation right now. And you don't think tomorrow it's going to get way hotter for this organization?
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of performance that gets people fired. It just is.
Well, I mean, oh, is it though? Is it actually going to though?
I'm just talking like theoretically.
Yeah, I get it.
If this was
we said that a lot last year.
If this was elsewhere in the NHL,
yeah,
with a backlog of performances and a backlog of no results, this is, you know, the term we used a lot last year, Sat, unprofessional, and that's a harsh thing to say about anyone. Forget just sports; it's just a harsh thing to say. Oh, that guy's being unprofessional. This person's being unprofessional. We saw that a couple of times last year. We're seeing it tonight. This is like this isn't hockey.
It's not.
I wish I could just sit here and it's like, oh, they have to like tweak this one thing. This is shockingly bad.
The 3-0 goal that you saw, the mistake Tucker Pullman made, and it's a very simple draw pass on a zone entry. Screws it up. Next thing you know, it's going back the other way in transition, and it's 3-0. I mean, that's a simple play, and I'm not trying to just point to Pullman, who hasn't been good. Nobody's been good tonight except for Brock Besser.
He's had a couple of chances,
but he's been their best player. You'd say skater wise, yeah. Like he's been their best skater. Brock Besser tonight, yeah, not exactly great. Thatcher Demko, how much more can the guy do? I mean, he did everything he could. 3 goals went in, but the amount of quality chances he's been facing tonight is astronomical. It should be more than 3-0 for the Penguins right now. So when your best skater is Brock Besser, who we point to a couple of chances, and a goaltender who's allowed 3 goals, you know, like somebody texted in, Ramsey and Langley, maybe this team's just really bad. Yeah, maybe they are really bad. They might be a really, really bad hockey team. But I also refuse to believe that a lot of these players are as bad as they're playing consistently this season, right? And I refuse to accept that this is who Pettersson is, that this is who Horvat is, that this is who Brock Besser is, that this is what a lot of these high-end players, or we believe our high-end players are. I refuse to believe that. And when those players are not even performing to a very basic professional standard, something's amiss. Something's going to have to give. Something's going to have to change. But is it? Who knows? I mean, we are in anything-can-happen territory, yep. Right? And who knows how ownership feels waking up tomorrow after mulling this one over tonight. But I'm not seeing a team capable of playing itself out of this. Number one, because you're not getting through to the players. Or number two, or if this is a combination of both, you're not good enough to get out of this. But we've seen nothing so far through 20 games, Bick, where we can point to and say, hey, they're close to turning this around. They're going to turn around in a big way. We can point to 4 or 5 games and say, okay, you know, they should probably win more than they lose as the season goes on here, but we're not even at that point yet. You're getting closer maybe, but you're not at that point yet. And what does that point even mean? Maybe you go 500 over the final 40 games and that's your big run that you went 20-20 in your final 40? So I don't know how you continue like this because I'm seeing nothing through 20 games, Bick, where we can point to, okay, here is something that's going to get better. Here is something that we can look forward to as far as this team playing itself out of this. Because they've shown no indication of this. And that's exactly what Yannick Hansen told you on your show earlier this week.
Yeah, I asked him just straight out. Because you do the whole thing of, okay, this guy's struggling. This guy's had a bright spot. This player's doing this. What do they have to do? And then at the end of it, you know, it kind of just gone on. I just asked Yannick, just out of curiosity. Because this all boils down to a simple yes-no question, Sat. Do you believe they can correct this? And Yannick was just very honest. No. So it's a simple yes-no answer. And says no. And then, you know, went into it. But it was specifically that. And as far as things that you refuse to believe, Sat, you kind of went into it. I refuse to believe, you know, Pettersson's this bad, Besser's this bad, on and on and on. As a community of people, us, fans, NHL prognosticators, pundits, everyone. I refuse to believe this many people were this wrong about this team. Because even if you thought this team was going to be a 100-point team, they turned out to be an 80-point team. That's bad. But if you thought they were an 80-point team, they're going to be a 60-point team. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's harder to do this than be average, in my mind. It's harder to do this than be average because this is almost deliberate. To be this bad, you need to be either so devoid of skill and talent or disinterested. And that's why we're talking about unprofessional.
Yeah.
Because this is beyond the scope of what people can project teams can be, even on the negative side. Even like a bad season is 77 points. And they are going to struggle at this stage to get to that stage.
Yeah.
To aspire to be bad, this team is going to struggle to get to that level. That's a problem. And this is not a, oh, one guy gets out of the locker room and that is fixed. This is institutional. This is institutional failure. We've been saying it for 3 weeks now when there was no urgency in the early season. And it's like, oh, it's a long season. We're at game 20. That was 15 games ago. People wanted to wait this out. There was no level of urgency there. There's zero level of urgency there in this game tonight. And you said to me, hey, it's 2-0. Like, logically speaking, you would say, oh, we can get back into this game. Because 2-0, like, one shot changes everything.
But they weren't looking like a team that I look at the score. I'm like, they look like a team that's already defeated, and it's only 2-0 midway through the game.
2-goal comebacks happen all the time.
This team's had 2-goal comebacks.
Yeah.
In this season.
But
right now they're so low they don't even believe that they can do something they've already done this season.
Every task looks insurmountable.
Yeah.
Even just a drop pass by Tucker Poolman. Just looks insurmountable.
Well, and
a clearance by Tyler Myers looks so difficult.
Even Quinn Hughes, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what Tyler Myers is having potentially his worst game as a Canuck.
Yes, I would not disagree with that. And I've been somebody who's defended Tyler Myers,
yes,
actually the last couple of years. He's been I think this season he's actually been fine. But tonight he has been absolutely dreadful. Now, he has a lot of company with that, but, I mean, he's hitting JT Miller for clearances, almost injuring him. He's missing clear passes. He's
standing next to Thatcher Demko, who's trying to move the puck. And then Quinn Hughes errantly throws it over there. I'm not sure why Tyler Myers is standing right next to Demko. Elias Pettersson is kind of trapped at the top of the blue line in the offensive zone. And Tyler Myers, rather than support the puck, goes and stands behind the defender. There's no chance Elias Pettersson is going to get you that puck. You're not demanding the puck. You're not trying to support your teammate. You're not trying to help him get out of a jam. You're making things worse. And sure enough, what happens? Puck gets rotated out and chance the other way. And we're just seeing the same symptomatic issues over and over and over again.
Okay. Let's do a brief moment of analysis on the PK, right? You're kind of mentioning it.
Yep.
That's why we were talking in the first period and said, okay, yeah, they killed 2.5 penalties. They're working on the third one, too, that they took late, and give them credit for it. But what did we say? The process wasn't great. They're still giving up chances. They're still not doing a lot of great things. What they got was saves and Tyler Lamotte making some good plays individually on the PK. Those same issues, again, we saw it already in the second period. So 5 penalties in a row they killed. The sixth one, going back to looking like it looked in the previous few games when you're giving up 2 per game.
Tucker Poolman gets beat wide, and Tyler Myers commits all the way over. Now, again, this is why we have questions. Is this a coaching point, or is this a player decision? And he commits all the way over, and it's one pass back up top, and you freeze the camera in that moment. There's acres of space. Tucker Poolman and Tyler Myers are against the boards dealing with one player. It's 4-on-2 the rest of the zone. And it's 2 forwards covering all this space, and it's literally just pass, pass, boom. It's in front of the net. And it's Sidney Crosby alone again in front of the net.
Yeah. It's stunningly bad for a season where we should stop being stunned by the things we've seen. But yet, here we are. And here are the Vancouver Canucks trailing the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-0 through 40 minutes of play. Keep your thoughts coming in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. We'll get to those more on the post-game show. We'll take your calls. We'll talk this through together. Bick, I'm Satyar Shah on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back to PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, where the Penguins lead the Canucks 3-0 after two periods. Moments away from the start of the third. The Penguins got three goals in the middle frame. Brian Rust on the power play. Evan Rodriguez and Zach Aston-Reese both scored at even strength. Pittsburgh is 1-for-4 on the man advantage tonight. The Canucks have yet to go to the power play, brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC Sportsbook. And so we head to the third period with the Canucks in a hole, Hershey, and they've been by far the second best team on the ice tonight.
Well, there's just no life, and it's, I'm almost at the point where it's, you know, mercy for Travis Green, but I don't condone or talk about, you know, having anybody get let go, but this isn't so much Travis Green as it is, you know, just things haven't gone right. And it's, you know, unless they can come out against, you know, keep them come out against Columbus flying and somehow turn this around over the next couple of days. But I really feel for Travis Green right now. He's a good coach, and these guys just aren't giving him anything.
They've got a chance to show something here as we're just underway in the third period. The Canucks in white are going from right to left. The Penguins in black are going from left to right. And Bo Horvat gets it at center and dumps it into the Pittsburgh zone. Todd pulls it on the forecheck. As Travis Green has blended his lines here, at least to start, he's got Horvat between Podkolzin and Garland. And now Jason Zucker skates to the Vancouver line, where he battles with Tyler Myers for the puck. Zucker got it loose for Kapanen left corner. Now back to the line for John Marino, skating into the high slot with a hard wrist shot that didn't miss by much. Past the stick side of Demko. And now Besser carries back to center and dumps it into the Penguins zone.
Garland, something happened to Garland. He ran into one of the Penguins players. He doesn't look very good right now. He's on the bench, but he's hurting.
Now here's a chance for Crosby off the right wing with a hard wrist shot that caught the far post. Another odd man rush conceded by the Canucks. It was Crosby and Gensel into the zone. And it would have been 4-0 if not for the post to the right of Thatcher Demko.
Wow, did he snap that? He can still rip it, Brendan. Oh, that was a hard shot.
Marino holds in right point in the Vancouver zone. Near corner for Brian Rust. Back to John Marino at the line. Long shot. Tipped off a stick behind the goal. Sidney Crosby gets it. Shields it from Tucker Pullman. Spins away from Pullman in the corner. Goes behind the Vancouver net. Then dances away from Pullman again. Vintage Crosby as he tries a backhand pass into the slot. But was knocked down by Rust at the line with a long shot. Stopped by Demko. Gensel gets the rebound. And feeds the line. John Marino throws it wide of the Canuck net. Ruedel pinching in from the blue line on the far boards, lost the puck to Niels Hoglander, who settles for Quinn Hughes. The Penguins change, and the fans show their appreciation for a good offensive zone shift for Pittsburgh.
Well, Thatcher Demko still giving everything he has right now.
Unfortunately, he's not able to score goals.
No, exactly.
Canucks have now gone more than six periods without a goal. After being held off the score sheet against Chicago on Sunday through two periods in this game, and then the third period in the loss to the Winnipeg Jets. Or excuse me, the win against the Winnipeg Jets. Where they led 3-1 after two and won that game 3-2. Canucks are going to get a power play here as I think it was Tanner Pearson was taken down behind the Pittsburgh net. So with 2:35 elapsed in the third period, Vancouver will go to the man advantage for the first time tonight as Brian Dumoulin goes to the box.
Pittsburgh penalty number 8, 2 minutes, warning.
That was interesting. That was a shift of Tyler Mott, Pearson, and Pedersen. Pedersen's been all over the place. He even took a shift with Lamico.
Well, to start the third period, they've switched Horvat and Pedersen. So Horvat's gone between Garland and Podkolzin, and Pedersen's moved between Pearson and Mott.
Well, and I think it's because they see that Horvat's actually hasn't been that bad. He's been actually pretty good, I thought, tonight. He's had some chances. He's won some draws.
Chance for the Canucks to get on the board here as Garland passes side of the goal for Chiasson. Tried to drop it into the slot. Horvat missed it. And Evan Rodriguez escapes to center for the Penguins and dumps it into the Vancouver zone. Pittsburgh's penalty kill is the best in the NHL, running just shy of 90% on the season. With the Canucks on the power play for the first time tonight, brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC Sportsbook.
Horvat to the Pittsburgh line on left wing. Dumps it to the near corner. Chad Ruedel back to it. Tried to clear and played it through the middle. There was a rolling puck that Brock McGinn bats out to center. And Garland turned it over to his own line to Bluger. In alone on net. Deeks to the backhand. And Demko stopped him and holds on. As Teddy Bluger gets a great shorthanded chance for Pittsburgh but can't cash in. And it's still 3-0 for the Penguins. 3:21 into the third.
So, Brendan, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. American, hey? I don't even want to comment on what I just saw on the ice. Oh, boy.
Good chance for Bluger, though. Demko made a nice save.
It was a great chance for Blim. Demko did make a great save.
The turnover from Garland just before that. Yeah, not so much.
Oh, boy.
Still over a minute left of the Vancouver power play, but the Penguins have the Canucks hemmed in their own zone right now, even though they're killing a penalty. As Hoglander battles with Rodriguez near corner, gets it free for Oliver Ekman-Larsson, and finally the Canucks will be able to turn up ice.
It's the old Rocky Sylvester Stallone and Clubber Lang. It's the old rope-a-dope. Canucks letting them think they have confidence on their own penalty kill.
Lulling them into a false sense of security, sure. Besser left wing into the Pittsburgh zone, falls at the circle, lost the puck to Letang. He gets it behind the net for Marcus Pettersson, and he rims it around the far boards and all the way down. Now with 25 seconds left in the Vancouver power play. Very aggressive forecheck on the PK from the Penguins, and it's causing the Canucks fits as they try to break out of their own zone. Myers does get it left wing to center for JT Miller. Tried to make a move around John Marino, who lined him up, knocked him down. Miller lost the puck, and guess what? The Penguins cleared again.
Yeah, well, I like Marino. Marino's a good player. He's got skill. He can skate. Not having a great year, but again, they're missing a lot of guys at the start.
Quinn Hughes brings it into the Penguins zone himself on left wing. Tried to throw it to the goal. It's tipped behind the net for Podkolzin. Now for Garland, whose centering pass on the backhand hit the back of the net. And John Marino gets it out to center. Up the right wing for Jeff Carter. Penguins are back to even strength, so the Canucks are 0-for-1 on the power play tonight. And trail Pittsburgh 3-0, 5 minutes into the third period. Marino in his own zone. Rink-wide pass right wing to center for Jeff Carter. He chopped it across the Vancouver line, but Tyler Myers clears, and then Marino brings it back in on the right wing where he's knocked down by Connor Garland. Now Myers passes to center for Miller into the Pittsburgh zone. Delays high slot. Try to pass with Dickinson driving the crease, but it was deflected off a Pittsburgh stick wide of the net, and the Penguins get it back out to center.
It looks like if I'm a forward of the Penguins and I see the turnovers, I'm just pressuring all over the ice.
Why wouldn't you? Forecheck, forecheck, forecheck.
They might get a scoring chance.
Jari out of his net, cleared far point. Pullman got down on his knees to hold it in the zone, and Dickinson has it right circle. Into the corner for Tyler Mott, centering pass for Lamico going to the net. It was broken up by Letang as Mott is hit hard from behind into the boards by Mike Matheson, who goes off on a change. Mott was slow to get up, but he'll stay on the ice with the Canucks breaking out of their own zone.
Not Matheson's the same one that body slammed Pettersson in Florida.
And this one, on a second look, it wasn't as hard as I thought, and it was more accidental than anything from Matheson.
No, he plays hard. He plays a good, big physical game, hard game.
The Dumoulin hit that was penalized certainly was deserving of a boarding call.
No question.
Dominic Simone to center on left wing for the Penguins. Played it into the Vancouver end offside. And the faceoff will come out when we come back. 6:24 into the third. The Penguins lead the Canucks 3-0 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 6:24 into the third tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins lead the Canucks 3-0.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Canucks play it into the Penguins zone. Connor Garland after the puck right wing. Tried to center. Got it in front for Horvat, but the pass was in tight to his feet. He tried to shoot, but directed it wide of the net, and Sidney Crosby skates back to center and gets it into the right corner in the Vancouver zone. Nearly 7 minutes gone, third period. The Penguins lead 3-0 on goals from Rust, Rodriguez, and Aston Reese, all in the second period. They're out shooting the Canucks 33-25, and Tristan Jarry has stopped all 25 Vancouver shots.
And he's been everything that the Pittsburgh Penguins could ask for. But Brendan, Eddie Johnston sitting right in front of us. It's his 86th birthday. And the man is a legend. Five-time Stanley Cup champion. And they just gave him a nice rousing applause here in Pittsburgh. 1970, 72, and then three times being involved in the organization. 09, 2016, and 2017. Well, I guess I know who I'm getting a picture with after the game.
Yeah, there you go.
Old goalie.
Penguins drive into the Vancouver zone. Shot off the right wing by McGinn was held out by Demko. Pearson skates to center. Canucks nearly get caught with too many men on the ice. Now they've got too many men off the ice, and it nearly gifted the Penguins a chance down the left wing. If not for a good play by Kyle Burrows in his own zone.
They're just trying to confuse the Penguins.
And Tyler Mott with a shot off the left wing. His stick shatters, and it goes wide of the net, which is a perfect example of how this game has gone for Vancouver tonight. And now Marcus Pettersson from behind his own goal. Passes far side to Kasperi Kapanen. And the Penguins play it deep into the Vancouver zone.
.592 NHL games, and a lot of those without a mask. Man.
Longtime Boston Bruin. As Kapanen gets a wraparound chance stopped by Demko. At the far post, Canucks clear to the line. Kapanen initially held in, but JT Miller gets it out to center. Eddie Johnston went on to coach for many years with the Penguins as well. As you mentioned, in the 80s and the 90s, he was the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks for a time, too. So nice to see him here in the building taking in this game tonight as Demko makes another good save. And the Canucks get it out to center on left wing. Jason Dickinson dumps it into the Pittsburgh end. As once again, it was a failure to clear the zone that resulted in that opportunity for the Penguins on a long shot from the line by John Marino that was tipped wide by Heinen in the slot.
Well, that's just all effort. I've got the chances at 22-7 right now, Brendan.
For who? I think we know.
I don't even know what to tell you.
Horvat wins a battle with Heinen at center, and here come the Canucks up ice. Horvat into the Penguins zone. Stops top of the circle. Rink wide for Ekman Larson, who's robbed by Jari. Then Ekman Larson centers for Pod Colson. Hard shot. Jari stopped it up high. It comes to Myers at the line. He spins off a check. Tries to dump it down the boards, but gave it away to Letang. And now Rodriguez is away to center. Evan Rodriguez, left wing. Into the Canucks zone. Dumps it behind the net as we've now passed the midway mark of the third. And the fans here in Pittsburgh are chanting Tristan Jari's name.
And rightfully so.
Now Crosby with a centering pass. Oh! What a stop by Demko. He robbed Jake Guentzel on the doorstep. Crosby from the right circle fed it to the back post for Guentzel. Demko went into the splits and held it out with his pad. And you only wish that that save meant something in this game with the Canucks trailing 3-0.
That was, again, just a ridiculous save from Thatcher Demko reading the play. It was a turnover by Oliver Ekman Larson in his own zone. And man, Thatcher Demko in the splits, Brendan. You'd still be peeling me off the ice right now.
What a stop.
Man.
Now Pearson, left wing, centering pass. It was tipped away by Aston Reese to the far corner. Pearson pursuing it there. Lost the puck, and Blueger passes to center for McGinn to the Vancouver line on right wing. Brock McGinn drops to Teddy Blueger. Made a move. Backhand pass in front of the goal. Was behind Aston Reese, who had driven right to the crease. And now Hoglander gets to center. Dumps it in on Jari, who grabs and holds with the glove. With 8:37 left in the third period, it's the Penguins 3 and the Canucks nothing. Tonight in Pittsburgh, and you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
As a child, managing your money was easy. Your piggy bank did the work for you. But now, as a business owner, there's a lot more to it. That's where Crowe MacKay comes in. As Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years, they can help your business make smart decisions to create lasting value. With offices in Vancouver, Surrey, Kelowna, and on the Sunshine Coast, Chroma Kai will help you get the best results for you and your team. Contact them today at chromakai.ca.
This Black Friday, TSC is celebrating our biggest blowout sale of the year. Enjoy unbeatable value with savings up to 60% off Black Friday items and 12 interest-free easy pay payments on everything. Plus, discover exclusive offers on top brands like Apple, Beats, Dyson, Nespresso, and more. Go to TSC.ca for a sneak peek of our Black Friday offers and get ready to shop starting 10 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, November 25th, right through Cyber Monday.
At Triple O's, they have a taste like no other, which means when they say beef, they mean 100% fresh Canadian beef that will definitely cause cravings. Or by bun, they mean the soft and delicious artisan-style burger bun made with local ingredients. And their secret Triple O sauce is the tastiest secret they'll never tell. Because when you mix fresh, quality ingredients and a passion for making every burger, fry, and shake better than the last, you get a unique taste. Triple O's, a taste like no other.
Hi, this is Quinn Hughes, and you're listening to the Home of the Canucks.
You're listening to Vancouver Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
8:37 left in the third period tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins lead the Canucks 3-0. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you from PPG Paints Arena. Satyar Shah, Dan Riccio, and Randeep Janda brought you the pregame show. Sat has been with Vic Nizar at the intermissions. And they'll be back for the Canucks Central postgame show, where they'll be joined by Sportsnet's Ian McIntyre. Josh Elliott-Wolf is providing great production work from our Sportsnet 650 studios in Vancouver. Doran Cech is with us here in the booth in Pittsburgh, doing a great job as always. Cam Barra is the executive producer of Canucks Hockey and our fearless leader. It takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action right here on the Sportsnet Radio Network as the Penguins win a draw in their own zone. But Jeff Carter turned the puck over to Niels Höglander, and the Canucks keep it in the Pittsburgh end. Brock Besser, left wing, tried to pass back to the line that tipped off a stick past Quinn Hughes, and all the way back behind the Canuck net as Thatcher Demko leaves his crease and gets it near side for Hughes to center for Höglander into the Pittsburgh zone, overskated the puck and brought it in offside. And the faceoff will come out with 8:16 left in the third.
Well, here's the positive. JT Miller, 15 wins, 4 losses in the faceoff circle. He's running at 79%. Bo Horvat's just at 54%, 7 wins, 6 losses. It's been a good night in the circle for JT Miller.
Miller's mother, Jen, and his maternal grandparents are here taking in the game in Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, for them and for Miller and for the Canucks, it has not been one to remember.
Pedersen's had one shot.
Canucks have it in the Pittsburgh zone. Todd Colson dumps left corner for Garland, who swept it to the net along the ice, held out by Jari and Jason Zucker. Passes right wing to center for Kasperi Kapanen. Into the Vancouver zone, tried to dipsy doodle around Hughes, who separated him from the puck. Gets it around far side for Connor Garland, who lifts it out to center for Vasily Podkolzin, and he drops it back to Hughes in his own zone.
Yeah, fans getting the wave going. I can't remember what last time I saw the wave.
Certainly not like this. Everybody in the building is into it. And for the Pittsburgh fans here, a festive atmosphere a day before Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, do a little shopping.
Yep, we'll be in Columbus ahead of the game against the Blue Jackets on Friday as Pearson gets it out into the Penguins zone. And from a Vancouver perspective, Hershey, if you're a player on that bench, what's going through your mind right now?
You're just waiting for something to happen. Someone to get a trade or something. Because you know that it can't keep going like this.
Chason with a hard shot right circle, stopped by Jari up high. As Kyle Burrows holds into the line. To the point for Jason Dickinson, long shot. There was good traffic in front that time from Lamico and Chason, but Jari got a piece of it anyway. And turned it over the glass and out of play with 6:32 left in the third period. And the Penguins up 3-0. Make sure to tune in after the game for the Canucks Central postgame show. Satyar Shah and Vic Nizar are warming up in the bullpen. They're getting ready to take your calls and texts.
You'll also hear Travis Green's post-game comments and reaction from the players. It's all right here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. And once again, Hershey, I sense that the tone of the post-game show will not be a positive one after a listless performance from the Canucks tonight in Pittsburgh.
Nope.
Hughes with a shot from the left point off the draw is stopped by Tristan Jarrett. Brock Besser gets it left wing. Dumps it to the near corner for Niels Hoglander. He's protecting it from Jeff Carter. Pettersson, that's Marcus Pettersson for the Penguins, in to help out. Gets the puck free to Teddy Bluger. And he'll play it off the boards and out to center on the far wall. Now Brock McGinn, high slot of the Vancouver zone, settles down a rolling puck, passes wide of the net. Bluger feeds the line to Pettersson. Now to the right point for Marino. Left side, Bluger spins it behind the Canuck goal. Quinn Hughes after it. He's tied up in the corner by Zach Aston-Reese. Gets it ahead for Niels Hoglander, then for Tyler Myers, who lifts it high in the air into the Pittsburgh zone. Brock Besser, left boards. To the right point for Luke Shen, who fanned on a wrist shot. Carries it into the corner. Gets it to Brock Besser, who goes near side for JT Miller. Then again to Besser. And boards. Loses a battle down low to Bluger, and the Penguins will skate slowly to center. Bluger leaves near side for McGinn, and he dumps it in below the goal line.
Pittsburgh just rolling four lines now, as are the Canucks.
Horvat with a burst of speed down the left wing, driving to the front of the net. He scores! Bo Horvat off the left wing got right to the front of the net and beats Tristan Jarry just underneath the crossbar as the Canucks spoil the shutout bid to the Pittsburgh goaltender. And Bo Horvat scores his sixth of the year to make it 3-1 with 5:08 left in the third.
I love that from Bo Horvat. I thought he was having a good game. I really did. He's been doing everything he can. He's working. And there, that's vintage Bo Horvat, cutting in and behind the defenseman on the near side, and he blows by Letang. And he cuts out in front of Jarry, and he goes backhand shelf, glove side. It's 3-1, 5 minutes to go. You hope that this gives the Canucks some life, because they are in the hockey game.
If they can generate something else. 14:50 of the third period. The time of the goal by Horvat is sixth of the year. Brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. So you're at least in a situation now where you can pull Demko,
yeah,
and see what happens. And if you can somehow mount a late comeback in this third period, then it'll allow everyone to forget about what happened through the first 40 minutes of this one tonight.
Absolutely. You never know right now.
Kapanen to the Vancouver line. Poke check by Pettersson. Who gets the puck in his own zone and leaves for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Ekman-Larsson, left wing to the Pittsburgh line. Takes a long shot, stopped by Jari, spilled a rebound. Pettersson sent it out front for Pearson, who just tipped it wide. As Myers holds in right point. Goes far corner for Tanner Pearson. Pearson back to the blue line. Left side for Myers. Spins it to the end boards. Elias Pettersson after it in the corner, battling with Chad Ruedel. Myers in to help out. Plays it across to the far wall as Matheson protects it from Mott, then gets it ahead for Rust and now for Crosby, who skates to center and gains the Vancouver line on right wing. Crosby stops up for Ruedel. He'll dump it behind the Vancouver goal. It rolls around to the far wall for Tyler Mott, who fights it past Crosby out of the zone and then drops it back to Quinn Hughes in his own end.
Oh, nice positioning by Crosby on the defensive play. He was third man high, and then he was in the perfect spot. That's a smart hockey player, both ends of the ice.
Luke Shen with the lone assist on the Horvat goal, so that's 3 points for Shen in six games that he's been in the lineup.
One of the good guys.
From deep in his own zone, ices the puck, and the faceoff will come back in the Vancouver end with 3:24 remaining in the third period, and the Penguins leading the Canucks 3-1.
The Canucks have actually had 36 shots now. And they're out shooting Pittsburgh 36-35, but most have been from the outside. Wrist shots or little rebounds that they haven't been able to score on.
Penguins win the draw. Long shot from the line by Marino was blocked in front, and Kapanen has it right point. They'll rim it near corner for Jason Zucker. Back to the line. Long shot by Marcus Pettersson. Tips off the stick of Niels Hoglander and out of play.
Well, for the Canucks now, How many shots did they have on Marc-Andre Fleury? Do you recall?
40.
At 40, so they've had 76 now. They've scored one goal.
3:09 left in the third. The Penguins lead the Canucks 3-1 on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 3:09 left in the third period tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins lead the Canucks 3-1. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. A reminder, our next broadcast is coming up on Friday when the Canucks are in Columbus to face the Blue Jackets. That'll be a 4 o'clock puck drop right here on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet Radio Network. As the Penguins win a faceoff of the Vancouver zone to our right, and Sidney Crosby dumps it behind the net for Jake Gensel. Sent it out front for Brian Rust, who nearly had a tap-in far post. But Thatcher Demko did well to hold it out. The Canucks turn off ice, and Demko goes to the bench for the extra attacker. 6-on-5 for Vancouver. Trailing 3-1 as the Penguins clear it out to center, and JT Miller settles it at his own blue line.
Well, no goalie for the Canucks. Let's see what they can do.
2:35 left in the third. Pittsburgh leading 3-1. Brian Dumoulin, far corner. Gets it around to the near side for Chris Letang. He clears it high around the glass all the way down. It'll be icing against the Penguins. The Canucks will have an offensive zone faceoff to try and generate another goal and pull within one if they can.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Canucks typically 6-on-5 have been good. They've had a few goals. Down by two seems like a big task for this team right now. Well, you never know.
Penguins win the draw. Dumoulin from behind his own net gets it around the far boards into the Vancouver zone. Icing is waved off, and Quinn Hughes has to go back to the puck. Hughes, in his own crease, made a pass cross ice to Horvat, left wing at center. He gains the red line, clears it high in the air into the right corner, but Brian Dumoulin got back to it first for Teddy Bluger. Then up the far wall to the blue line, but it's held in by JT Miller. Then he's poke checked by Bluger, and it comes out to center ice. Pass ahead. Goes all the way down. It's icing against the Canucks, and so they're going to have to get Demko back into the crease now with 1:51 left in the third.
I'm even seeing on this 6-on-5 a team that doesn't seem like they want it. There's just nothing. Shots are 37-36. I've got the chances now at 23-9 or to 11 for the Pens. But what a goal from Bo Horvat.
It certainly was, but
nice individual effort.
Barring a good push here, it'll be too little, too late as the Penguins win the draw. Sidney Crosby doing great work protecting the puck in the Vancouver zone and running time off the clock. Now just 90 seconds left in this third period with the Penguins leading 3-1. The Canucks want to get Demko to the bench, but they can't. Connor Garland wins a battle with Rust behind his own net. Got it free to Besser and now to center for Vasily Podkolzin with speed to the Pittsburgh line. Podkolzin with a beautiful move around Marino left circle. Dumps it behind the net around to the right wing side. As Demko's back on the bench, but Bluger gets it free for the Penguins to John Marino in his own zone. Drops to Marcus Pedersen. Up the right wing for Bluger. Left wing to center for Brock McGinn, who shoots and scores into the empty net. Brock McGinn gets his fifth of the year with exactly a minute left in the third, and the Penguins reestablish the three-goal lead. It's 4-1.
Well, that'll seal it. Yeah, that's Brock McGinn. That's his fifth of the season. He had one goal in his last three games. This will be his second in his last four. Carolina draft ends up just burying one in an empty net. And there really was zero effort to try and stop it. Pedersen tried to block it, but the rest of it was just a foregone conclusion.
It's a hockey cliche, but the Canucks really have not been hard enough to play against of late. And that has been exemplified again tonight on the ice in Pittsburgh. 35 seconds left in the third as the Penguins dump it into the Vancouver zone. Luke Shen, far corner. Chased down by Danton Heinen. Lost the puck. It comes back to the line for Marino with a long shot. That was blocked. And now it deflects over the glass and out of play on the near side with 22.7 seconds remaining in this hockey game.
You a turkey guy, Brendan? Love
it. Favorite
really?
Meal of the year, turkey dinner.
I'm not a big turkey guy. I like a brisket or a nice roast on Thanksgiving. That's me.
I like a nice roast, but I like turkey better.
Yeah. See, I find turkey really dry, and I don't know. That's just me.
Clearly, whatever turkey you're eating isn't being cooked right.
Well, you bet. My mom is. She's listening. You are in big trouble, son.
Well, turkey's not supposed to be dry. It's supposed to be nice and juicy.
Well, it's just, I don't know.
Apologies, Mrs. Hirsch. I didn't mean to offend.
She's a good lady. She can handle it. She had me as a son, so she can handle anything.
Canucks get it out to center. 15 seconds left in this one now as Pettersson gains the Pittsburgh line. Right wing for Pearson. Dumps it behind the goal. Elias Pettersson is pinned to the end boards by Mike Matheson. Puck is tied up along the wall, and the game comes to an end. As Tristan Jarry didn't get the shutout, Bo Horvat scored the lone goal for Vancouver, but the Canucks fall again in the first of a five-game swing, 4-1 tonight in Pittsburgh, and they've now lost seven of their last eight.
Well, I don't know. It's tough to watch, and, you know, this has been some of the worst times I've seen for this organization, and I was through the Keenan era. It wasn't quite this bad, but lackluster effort. The pregame meal was better than the Canucks were tonight, and they go down 4-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
They'll face the Columbus Blue Jackets next on Friday night. Again, that's a 4:00 faceoff, so make sure to join us again on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet Radio Network. Once again, the final score at PPG Paints Arena. The Penguins 4 and the Canucks 1. For Corey Hirsch, this is Brendan Batchelor in Pittsburgh. The Canucks Central postgame show starts right now.